All right. Can you hear me, Big Brother?
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool. All right, here we go. So, yeah, I got a video clip of a bitch treating her man bad, and a clip about someone complaining there's no hope for guys because of Michael B. Jordan's mess up. So we'll cover that, but we'll go into, it was real quick. There was a clip that I think 50 put in the group that you were talking about, the woman and stuff. I think there was a TikTok.
Yeah.
I want you to get on that if you can as well, brother. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the button and get us started and shit. There we go. Let me see it. This button right here. Hit live. Here we go.
Yo, what's up? This is The Voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you're pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you this cold-ass motherfucker didn't just create the angry man standard? He is the standard. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, he is spitting that hip-hop flavor. It's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams, time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
All right. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on? What's good with you, Steve?
Man, I'm living your world, man. Very interesting topic we have here today. But before we get into the topic, shout out to the Beano Nation as well as the Man Mindset, my dogs out there. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, y'all see the number above and below. So let's get into it, man. Hey, so, a lot of people have different perspectives of this Michael B. Jordan situation and his breakup with this woman that I guess he wanted a long-term relationship, I guess, and I guess she didn't want one, but I don't think she's ever wanted one. But let's get into that, man. What is your take on that? Let's jump right into it, my brother.
Man, she, like, with Michael B. Jordan, yeah. he keeps, like, I don't understand guys like him who are massively successful.
Yes.
You know, he's not an ugly dude. He's in shape, all of this. I don't know why they keep pursuing these chicks that are obviously for the streets.
Yeah.
Like, she's for the streets. She's been for the streets for a minute. I remember when she first got popular, she didn't get popular because of who her father was. She got popular because of her antics, because of the stuff she was doing. You know, so it's like, bruh, if you know that these chicks are for the streets, why are you trying to, it's the same old adage, you cannot turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yeah, you know, and I want to show you a clip of someone put in Facebook, but I think a lot of guys missed it. Well, but let me show you the clip, because a lot of guys out here, they think because Michael B. Jordan is a good person, which he is, he's a hero. I call it the hero mindset. He's a good person. He's got success. He's got a kind heart. And he's a great actor. I watch all of his films as well. But just because he is a great actor doesn't mean that he necessarily has the tools here to not only navigate himself, relationships, or navigate that woman. But what say you before I bring up that clip? I would say you, Angry Man.
Yeah, it's if you don't have the game, because you gotta think he came into the acting world at a young age.
Yeah,
you know, and he probably can't handle the fact that you got all of these different types of women coming at him. And if he doesn't have the game, it's like, you know, it's like a conversation I had with my homeboy yesterday. I said, you can't have one without the other, in my opinion. If you don't, if you have the game, but you don't have the money, you'll run into some problems.
Right.
Not as many if it's the other way around, but if you have the money and you don't have the game, then you're really going to have some problems.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what it is with Michael B. Jordan. He has the money and the fame and the success, but he doesn't have the game.
Yeah, and it does. But well, let me show you this. I want to get your take on this as we continue talking about this. And guys, I want to call in. But this is what somebody is saying. And this is, I guess, this is the shocking thing to me that people eat. I mean, look at this. He's 35-year-old, figuratively fit, hairline, well-dressed, articulate, driven, $25 million in the bank. Why would another man, number one, be in somebody else's pockets, angry man? You see what I'm saying? I mean, number one, it's just, I mean, if you look at it, this is the point that a lot of guys are using right here, that they're using him as, well, he's got all these things, but yet this is what's happening to him. And if he can't do it, then what is good enough? You know what I mean? What's your take on what you're seeing right here, brother?
Well, let's read this real quick. 35 years old, physically fit, hairline intact, well-dressed, articulate, driven, 25 M's in the bank, highly respected in his field, no kids, grew up in a two-parent household, opened up about his feelings when he always kept his personal life private in the past and was described as being caring, affectionate, and romantic. Didn't care about past alleged relationships with Diddy's son and future. Rumors are he wanted to get married and start a family, and that's what caused the rift. If this isn't enough, what is? Well, number one, you're already missing. See, the problem is they just gave a laundry list of shit that women say they want.
But this is from a guy.
If you're basic, I know. It's a dude to say, well, he has everything. What else do they want? It's like, bruh, first of all, they don't know what they want.
Right.
You understand? They don't know what they want. Running down a checklist of things that women say they want, you feel me? Cats don't even realize sometimes women say they want certain things just as an excuse not to talk to you or just as an excuse not to have to deal with you.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like you look at that list, but then you look at some of the other things they said that stood out to me.
I'll pull it up for you. Here you go, sir.
I'm going to tell you everything that stood out. All okay, right. So 35 years old. That's fine. Physically fit. That's fine. Hairline intact. That really don't matter. Ball guys get women all the time. Well-dressed, that's cool. Articulate, driven, that's cool. Money in the bank, that's cool. Highly respected in his field, that's cool. No kids, that's cool too. Grew up in a two-parent household, that's cool too. Opened up about his feelings. Boom, there it is right there. First mistake, opened up about his feelings. Always kept his personal life private in the past and described as being caring, affectionate, and romantic. Didn't care about past alleged relationships. There it is right there, right? Rumor said he wanted to get married and start a family. And here's the problem. This is that Captain Save-A-Ho syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, bro, why are you trying to, what it look? Look, I don't know why. E-40 told y'all, don't be trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Project Pat told you. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't say, like, first of all, in a situation where you want to be married, right? I'll give you a perfect example of a guy who played it perfectly. He played it to a T, and nobody even witnesses the genius of what he did. Jay-Z. For years, Jay-Z was saying he was never going to settle down. He was never going to have a wife. He was going to forever be playing, forever be macking. So he made himself the unattainable dude until he attracted what he felt was the baddest chick in the game. You see what I'm saying? So dudes don't realize if you want marriage and all of those things, you can't be the guy trying to run around and, you know, I heard one guy say a while back, and the guy, I can't remember his name, but he was a PUA guy. But the thing he said was really profound. He said, the problem with today is there are a bunch of men running around with an engagement ring in their back pocket, ready to give it to the first woman who treats them like a human being.
Yeah, that's you know, and it's crazy. You used to think women were the ones that want to get married, but a lot of these guys want to do that. And like you say, I see what you're saying about Jay-Z, but the only problem I have with Jay-Z is that elevator shit. You know, we've been divorced. I would have dismissed her. But
yeah.
No, but I see what you're saying. But
that would have been
no doubt, respect. But the thing with, but a lot of guys like Michael B. Jordan, they leave their feelings on their sleeves. You know what I mean? They try to pretend they're something else that they're not. And again, I'm not knocking him for wanting to have or move forward and want to settle down. I mean, you know, he's probably gone through a lot of women. He's probably done a lot of fucking and, you know, all the stuff he's done. Now he wants to settle down, but it's the mindset of who he's trying to settle down with is the problem I see right here for a lot of guys, because remember, Michael's the hero here. Michael's the good guy. You know, Michael's never really had anybody that, like, he should have been dismissed. Her. He shouldn't even seen her as marriage material. Now she should have been just a fuck angry man. He should have just smashed her. But what he do? I think I say he rented out an aquarium and all this other stuff for. Started giving someone benefits that didn't deserve any benefits, and this is what a lot of these guys do out here. They give women just off the general purposes or principles that they're women. They give them all these benefits, and these women, she hasn't done anything to earn it. What say you, my brother?
But this is what's funny about this. They will give Michael B. Jordan all the props in the world because he checks all of those boxes. I'm not even talking about women. I'm talking about the guy.
God, that's the shit.
They will give him all of those checks. It's really weird. It's almost like the guys want to marry him.
Right.
You know, yes. they'll list off all of his qualities and say, well, he's a good guy. But then they'll turn around and call Drake a simp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Drake marrying these chicks. Drake is just running through them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just running through them.
Yes.
Just keep them moving. Keep them moving. And look, my thing is this. As Michael B. Jordan, he really is in the best position and has the world by the ass. What he's supposed to be doing is just doing him, living his life, being a guy.
Yes.
And women are supposed to be begging him for marriage.
Yes.
That's really what it's supposed to be. The women should be pursuing him and begging him for marriage and not the other way around.
Right, but that goes to show where you and I are talking about. See, a lot of guys view him as the Adonis. I mean, which is weird to me, but they do it. They think, okay, he's the poster boy of marriage material, and he's not. He's a great act. He's not the poster boy of marriage material. You know who the motherfuckers material poster boy motherfuckers like us. We're the poster boys of marriage, motherfucker material. He ain't the motherfucker. He's just a good actor. But just because when they say cut and they put lights on him, everybody assumes that what they see on camera is actually who he is off camera. So that's where the break comes at, because they think, and that's how people are. They actually think what they see in Hollywood is what these motherfuckers are when the camera turns off. And he doesn't have any game. Matter of fact, and I say this with love to him, he caked it. He cupcaked and came at this shit weak as fuck, because he shouldn't even have been in a relationship with her. He could have fucked her. He could have just fucked her and kept that shit pushing. But trying to please her weak ass daddy, Steve Harvey, and all of this shit, that's some cake ass shit to me, Angry Man.
You know what? My boy Dave East, he got a song called Party Monster, right?
Yeah.
With the Weeknd in the background. He said, in one part of his rap, he said, everybody talking about, now everybody want to talk to me about Trina. He said, if it wasn't for Instagram, y'all would have never seen her.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they were in a picture together. They got posted on Instagram. And he just basically letting guys know, you know, He said, we could have been fucking for years. I won't acknowledge that shit. Because, like, some dudes know how to move. It's like, yo, if I'm going to be out here and be dealing with chicks just for the street, that's nobody's business. I'm not going to let nobody know that that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And guys like that understand that a bust down is a bust down. That's not something you want to be turning into your wife. That's not something you're supposed to be walking around. But see, he was already cupcaking. Because if you look at every photo, he got every photo with them. They together and he picking her up. And it's like, bruh, are you serious? Like, that ain't no, like, bruh, what are you doing? And here's the thing with him. Here's the thing with him. He, you look at the way he moves. He's a lame.
Yes.
He's a lame dude, bruh.
Yes.
Like, he's a lame dude. He needs to, there's certain guys he should be hanging around.
Right.
And he's not hanging around those guys. And like for instance, you look at somebody like my boy 50 Cent. Like, his girlfriend is drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't about to marry her.
Nope, not at all.
He ain't about to marry her. Like there's no way. Like, one time he was sitting in the drop top and he was on camera. He was like, look, I want to show y'all how y'all supposed to treat a lady. You know, he's like, we do it big over here. And they panned the camera over, and they was at McDonald's.
Yeah.
He's like, you can get, he's like, you don't worry about it, baby. You can get extra fries with that right there.
Nah,
yo, you got, and look, he would have, look, Michael B. Jordan, he don't even realize that Lori Harvey did his ass a favor.
Yes. Absolutely. A great one.
She did him a favor.
A great one.
She did this because she could have married his ass and took, because it wasn't going to last.
Oh, no. Fuck, no. It wasn't going to last. Matter of fact, not only was it going to last, but you said something earlier and you were dead on this shit. You know, if he was the man, that we are talking about he should have been, number one thing she would have done is she would have cleaned up her fucking act. She would have threw out her wardrobe. She would act right. She would have dressed presentable, because at that point she knew, I'm a representation of this motherfucker, so I need to represent him right. That's number one she didn't do. Number two, her actions of all that Instagram and all that lifestyle, she would have cut that shit back and pushed that shit aside to show him that, you know what, I'm ready to be a team player. And last but not least, like you said, she should have been begging this motherfucker, please. Hey, look, who do I have to kill and maim just to get an engagement ring? And if a woman doesn't do that, and I'm 18, Michael B. Jordan, any man, you're caking in this shit.
Yeah. There's no way.
Mm-mm.
And she's gonna regret that later on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She will.
She's gonna regret that.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I don't know. It's just something going on in this day and age where these guys they don't understand their value, because at the end of the day, who the hell is Lori Harvey?
Exactly.
who is she? Like come on, like you're Michael B. Jordan, like. Where is his yes men? Where are the guys that are going to be like, dude, you're like, he needs a Vince Vaughn from Swingers.
Yeah.
Like, he needs that wing man that's just like, dude, do you know who you are?
Yeah.
Like, forget that scallywag. Do you know who you are, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't even have to be. This is crazy, man.
Yeah, well, no, just like you were saying, who is she? But. Then this is why we ask the guys, who the fuck are you? And if you don't know who you are never going to get the life that you deserve, your birthright as a man to have, as a king. Like you always say, Angry Man, you build, you conquer, you create, and yet you just take the knee to a piece of pussy. You let a piece of pussy tell you what to do, treat you like shit, and act out. And what do? Reward her bad behavior. Reward her bad behavior, Angry Man.
Yeah. Like she's just on some, like he needs to recognize that she's just trying to see. And the crazy thing is she's not even on no gold digger type stuff right now. She just wants to ride the pogo stick.
Yeah.
She just wants to hop from one pogo stick to another one. And that's fine. She can do that.
She can do that. Yes, yes.
These dudes need to realize their own value.
Which they don't.
And not even entertain, you know, that type of foolishness. Like for instance, when Cam Newton interviewed Brittany Renner. And he was like, well, I'm not going to be in your DMs because I don't want to be in your book. You know what I'm saying? And she kind of was shocked, like, well, wait a minute, you don't want to be in my DMs? No.
Fuck no. Fuck.
No, I'm not going to be your next victim.
Yeah.
No, these guys, they need to, look, my thing is, and you know, Steve, I like historical things. I like.
We love you and I both. You know that's what that's us. That's us.
We love like
Vikings,
you know,
kingship,
Vikings and things like this. Well,
yes.
If you know, back in the day, there was a story about sirens, which the sailors would be out in the sea, and they would hear singing, and they would go and they would look, and it would be what they would call a siren, which is a beautiful woman, but it's not really a woman. It's like a woman that's attached to a monster that's under the damn water. And the siren would sing them, you know, they even talk about mermaids. They said mermaids were beautiful, mythical creatures that would basically drown men. They would lure them to wherever they were at. These guys would crash their ships on the rocks and stuff. And most guys don't even understand the moral of that story. The moral of the story is you cannot allow a beautiful woman to get you off your game and lure you to your own destruction. It's just like the movie Beowulf.
Yes, absolutely, Beowulf, yes.
He was supposed to slay the, you know, he was going, you know, he's Beowulf. He about to go slay the monster. Yeah, and then he show up and it's a beautiful woman.
Yep, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, he end up smashing her instead of slaying her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, like you guys out here, man, these beautiful monsters, you can slay them, but you can't wife them. They don't get that. You cannot wife these monsters. They're going to bring you to destruction.
Well, especially when you think, man, I had to show this, dog. You got to be fucking kidding me with this bitch ass shit. You fucking, we ain't slightly off, bitch. You're slightly off, you dumb motherfucker. I don't want to hear.
Look,
listen to this.
Said,
read this silly
I
ass.
Think y'all are slightly off. All of us have sent before, but if you compare rosters, I think his would dwarf 90. Well, number one, here's the thing, bro.
Oh my God, dog.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing, bro. Whether or not a man, see, here's the problem. Problem with you guys with the word simp is you use simp as a catch-all for a lot of behavior, right? So here's the thing. I'll use myself as an example. There was one time, I think I was about 13 years old, and there was a girl that I liked, and that week we were having the book fair, right? And I went and I bought her a poster of some kittens, right? Because girls like kittens and shit like that. I knew she liked kittens or whatever. I bought this poster, right? And I gave it to her thinking that it was going to get me her phone number or something like that, right? Now, in my mind, when I look back on it, I could say that was simping. Was it really? Or was it just me as a young boy being inexperienced, not understanding women, doing something that I thought would help my situation, but it didn't, and then learning from it? There's a huge difference. There's a huge difference between that and being a grown-ass man that is a movie star that is worth millions of dollars trying to wife a chick that dudes have publicly been gallivanting with, bruh. There's a huge difference there, okay? So if a lot of us dudes, we have done things and made mistakes in the past when it comes to women, but those mistakes are usually early in life. You don't see grown-ass men doing goofy shit like that, especially in this day and age where you've already had all of this information that, you know, in this day and age, there's no mystery about women.
Yeah.
Ain't like it was back in the day. So what are you talking about, bro? And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm looking at your picture. Yo, you got to speak for yourself, bro. You look like you a big simp.
Oh, yeah, man. I wish we could ask 1950 what kind of shoes this motherfucker's wearing, because let me tell you something, motherfucker.
You got on British Knights, bro.
Yeah, but I got with the shoes. Hey, with the shoes open and pink laced. So, yeah, go ahead and call in, bro, because here's my thing, big guy. Here's where you fucking up. You don't understand what simp is, number one. And number two, I'm going to go with number two first before I hit number one. You making shit about the bitches. Ain't nobody making anything about the... See, you want to compare... See, you think having a lot of women makes him a better motherfucker. We're trying to explain to you what game is about. The game ain't even about the woman. Because any man... Hey, if one man had five women versus a guy who had 1,000 women, the guy with the five women might have the win because he's got the respect of the five women versus the fool that has thousands of women and is getting ran over. So first off, you wrong, number one. Number two, I keep trying to tell you surface-dwelling motherfuckers that what is simp and tricking means is that, guess what? If you worship motherfucking women, and I can tell you worship women, because everything you saying in this thing is all about the woman and not about yourself. So this is why you lose, and all most of you guys lose, because all y'all want to do is make everything about the woman. If you notice, Angry Man and I have been talking about is Michael Jordan, the man, not the actor. Not the guy with the nice hairline and the smooth chin and all that other goofy shit that mother was saying. We're talking about him as a man. That's what we were discussing. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. And also, if y'all want to call in, y'all can. But this is why we're trying to show all you guys out here. This is where the problem is, okay? This is where the issue and this is where the problem is with a lot of you guys out there. The problem is a lot of you guys out there think that he's the poster boy of what men should be. And a lot of you guys get with a woman and you get your ass ran over. Angry Man, what say you on that shit, brother?
Yeah, like I'm tired of you guys that are here on the internet regurgitating talking points.
Mm-hmm.
It's really annoying. It's getting to the point where it's becoming ridiculous, especially being one of the guys that invented a lot of the talking points that you misinterpret and fucking repeat. I'm one of the guys that a lot of times y'all be saying shit that I've said, but you take it out of context. You don't know what you're talking about. Somebody said in the chat room, so you guys saying you got it figured out. I've been said that. These problems that you guys are having with women, I don't have those problems. Steve don't have those problems.
Fuck no. Yeah, you know what? No, I was just saying. So he said, where is that at so we can post it? Who asked that question? Where is that posted at? You see where it's posted at? Let me post. Let's pop him up.
It was a little ways back.
All right.
He said,
what's the guy's name? Let's see. Get him for that motherfucker. Try to delete this shit. Now these motherfuckers, they talk a little bit of shit, then they run the fuck off and shit.
I don't see it.
Okay, yeah, he probably fucking deleted that shit because he knew he was going to light his ass up. So what we're saying to you, we'll get your question in a second real quick, but I want to show you guys. Oh, well, here's a question. Let's get last thoughts on this, and I'm going to show y'all something, but let's get this. You don't think Lori respected Michael B. Jordan if she didn't take his...
Okay. Look, here's the thing. No, she did not respect him. No, she did not respect him. She was using his ass for clout and Johnson, whatever. Because if she, like, what the hell was she there for? What the hell was she there for? He said, you don't think Lori respected Michael B. Jordan. She didn't take his money, just told him she wanted to be a hoe, did nothing to ruin his name and anything. He will be able to bounce back quicker. Look, bro, here's the thing.
Oh, my God, I don't see it.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? If she wanted to, look, number one, when Lori Harvey doesn't even realize she's a hoe. That's the first thing. Most of these women that operate like that don't, okay? Because that has been normalized. See, if she realized that she was a hoe, she would have never been in photos with him. If she was looking out for his best interest, she would have never been in photos with him. She would have just had him slide through, bust her down, and keep it moving. You know, it's just like I was reading Pimpin' Ken's book, Pimpology, a while back, and he told this story. He said there was this old pimp who, you know, he had gotten older, and he had got down to his last chick, his bottom chick, right? And he said, well, I think we might as well go ahead and get married and live a normal life. Mm-hmm. Said that chick reached over there and slapped the taste out of his mouth and grabbed him and shook him and said, daddy, snap out of it. You a pimp and I'm a hoe.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? So if she thought she was that, she wouldn't have been taking pictures with him and cupcaking and all that shit. What she did was embarrassed the hell out of his ass. And the reason why you niggas don't recognize this shit is because you don't get respect in your life. You don't get respect as a man. So you don't know what disrespect looks like. He looks like a clown right now.
A serious clown, a fucking fool. And you got to, as again, if you were paying attention last thoughts, what do we tell you? Look how she was behaving. A woman is going to behave to the level of respect that she has for the person she's with. And if you look at her actions, it shows you that she ain't shit, but it's not about her. It's about what he is to himself. He allowed her to be what she is, but then wanted to reward her behavior with a long-term relationship. So he was the gump in all this other stuff. She didn't respect him, man. She didn't respect him at all. Let's see. You got another question here.
This dude, Parrish, is the one that said it.
So you guys are saying
you figured it out. Yes.
Parrish, call in. We'll tell you how we figured it out. Call in, Parrish. We'll tell you how we figured it out and you didn't. Call in. Please call in. We'll tell you. Be happy to tell you why we figured it out and you have not figured it out. 269, bring in 1 second.
Why do a lot of these higher class men date the same women? Well, number one, this is the first thing you got to realize. They're not higher class men in mentality. They're just higher class men in financial ability.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have more money does not mean that you're going to be a ladies' man or a guy that really understands women.
Yeah, it doesn't. All right, well, let's bring in this call. Area code 269, sir. How can we help you? What's up?
Yes, sir. This might be off topic, but I'm going to say, man, shout out to the Black Vegeta and shout out to the other Steven, man. So, I was on a person on YouTube channel day before yesterday. I called in. He had like a 5-hour show. It was long. So I was blessed. Let me jump
right,
on
sir,
and see.
What's your question, brother?
About,
okay, wait. Let's not. Whoa, whoa. Let's
okay,
not, just
question,
what's your question.
Question.
What's your question?
I got my wife is white, and he told me that why you run through all these black women and now you with a white person. I said that ain't. And then he said you rather smell cheese, huh? You know, something like that.
Well, wait a minute, bro. Wait. Let me stop you. Okay, let me stop you, bro. First of all, if you're with a woman that you choose to be with, let me ask you this question. The woman you're with now, does she respect you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the woman you're with now, do you have peace of mind in your house?
Yes.
Are you the king of your house?
Yes, sir.
Then it don't matter what another motherfucker say.
Thank you. You're losing because you're trying to defend a position. Listen, you're trying to prove yourself to a nobody. Think about what you're doing. You don't even know that motherfucker, and yet you're defending yourself to a motherfucker you don't even know. Hey, that peep game, a motherfucker you can't even put your hands on or get at. So why
yeah,
even get mad? Why even get upset?
Parrish, yeah, Parrish, call in, bro. He said you would not have it. You would not be here if you had it fixed. No, motherfucker. The reason why I'm here is because I figured it out, and what I'm trying to do is help other motherfuckers figure it out. You don't even know what you're talking about, bro.
Wait. Parrish.
Okay, well,
Parrish.
Thank you for your advice. I'm going to let y'all get back at him. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Good call. All right, Parrish.
Parrish. And when you call in, make sure you don't have your forehead too close to the phone, bro.
Yeah, Parrish, here's the thing, big dog. If you got all that shit you saying, why the fuck are you here? Why the fuck are you in this room then if you don't have it figured out, man? And you know what what's sad about fucking surface dwellers like you? You mad because we got to figure it out, and you mad because you don't have it figured out. So you're in your feminine ass emotions getting all mad and shit. Man, fuck you. You either call in and shut your fucking ass up. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You did look. Motherfucker, if I'm looking at you, goddamn, it's like 90 degrees outside. Get that fucking coat off that picture. Put some fucking, change that shit up, nigga. Come on, man. I'm telling you, man. It's crazy, man, how you look at you ain't got it figured out, dog. You can tell you look like you ain't got shit figured out. And look, you know what? I bet you some chick told you to call in and say, write that shit. That ain't you. Let me bring in this call right here. I know that ain't that motherfucker. 463, what's your question? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, what's going
on?
Sherry,
can you hear me?
Yes, Sherry, how can we help you?
Oh, hi. I won't keep you. I was just calling real quick because you touched on something about women, basically how men teach women how to respect them. Women level up to the amount of respect men project into the world. And real quick, I want to tell you that's true because I've been with my husband for 14 years. We've known each other since 2001. And right after our first date, we had come back to his house to watch a movie. We'd get out for dinner, came back to his house to watch a movie. And I really liked him, and I knew I would really like him for a long time at that time. And I said something smart to him. I was being unnecessarily combative. And he said, well, I can take you home. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to go home. So I straightened up real quick. Now, this was December 2001. This was way before we established a relationship between the two of us. It would be another 7 years before we got together exclusively. But I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you. I wanted to share that story with you to tell you that you're on the right track. I appreciate what you're doing, and kudos to you. I'm a little nervous, so please forgive me. But I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll throw you back in. Thank you. That's kind words.
Thank you.
See, and I got something to play for you guys, and thank you. We appreciate the call. And, guys, y'all can call in. Just see what we're trying to see. Y'all are, for a lot of y'all males out here, y'all getting everything wrong. See, y'all, most of y'all want to get mad at the woman. She ain't going to do anything that he's not allowing her to do, or which y'all don't understand what he trained her to do. See, y'all don't see when y'all don't have any game, these women walk all over you and treat you like they treat you. And Parrish, look.
He's done. They done sniped him.
Okay.
He's too scared to call in. We don't even know if that's actually, that might be a dude. It might not be a dude. That's just somebody trolling.
Yeah. He's done. That's cool. Yeah, but what we're saying to all you guys out there, okay, what we're trying to get y'all to see at the end of the day that he is a great actor, but he's not the man that y'all should be following because he doesn't know how to be a man because of the disrespect. She has been hey, as soon as he made him his woman, which he should have never done that, Angry Man, that was his first mistake. And look at the behavior. Every time you see him, they in a photo op. But what photo op we don't see? We don't see the photo op of her in the kitchen. We don't see the whole photo of her vacuuming and cleaning. We don't see the photo of her bringing him a plate so he can eat something. We don't see those photo ops because they will never come to pass because he's showing her that, you know what, you're better than me and you're allowed to do whatever you want to do in my kingdom, walk around, put your feet up, and you know what, I want to reward you with a long-term relationship, angry man.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not going to see any of those type of photos.
Fuck no.
The only thing we're going to see is her in a photo where it looks like he's worshiping and praising her. And she can run around and say, look at how I was able to bring this this successful man to his knees.
Yes.
Ingram said, let me rephrase, why do these well-known men deal with the same woman, knowing the last man had a difficult time with that woman? Because these dudes are, look.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me see. Okay. All right. Kingdom, listen to me. Just because you see him on TV slaying dragons, shooting and killing 50 people and saving the day, swinging through fire and brimstone to walk off happily ever after, that's just acting. That's not the person. Just because they're in Hollywood doesn't make, just because he's a rapper, an athlete, or a musician or whatever, and they're making hits, doesn't mean they're actually men. And the thing is that he doesn't know how to deal with himself. That's how he can't deal with women. And that's the problem that you're missing in all this, because here you go. And knowing the last man had a difficult time is your next problem before I throw the angry man. The problem is, why would one give a fuck about the next man? Because the next man does not define me. And what she does to the next man is none of my motherfucking business. And this is where y'all go wrong. This is the feminine, man. Y'all always want to make an excuse for these women versus look in the mirror and see that you're the fucking problem. These women will be trained by a man, but they will walk the fuck over anybody else that does not represent man. Angry man, what say you, brother?
These dudes that are in these positions are fucking jokes, okay? They're jokes. Like, anybody that's in there, like, look, guys like Johnny Depp, guys like P. Diddy.
Yep.
These guys are jokes when it comes to dealing with women.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of you guys that are tuning in that ask these weird questions, you would do the same shit if you had that kind of money.
Yeah.
You would do the same shit. If you moved in those circles, you would do the same shit. The reason why they're messing with the same women is because those women move in the same circles.
Yep.
It's easy access. You know, instead of just, you know, being patient, living their life and being about what they're about and letting a decent woman come to them and prove herself to them, they're running around trying to prove themselves to these women. Oh, look, I was in the latest movie, and, oh, I make this kind of money, and I'm this kind of dude. And see, that's the mistake they make. They're trying to achieve a certain level of respect based upon their accomplishments and the things that they've done. And that's not where you start at. Where you start at is who you are as a man. That's where you start at. You feel me? And that's why, look, here's the thing. This is why guys like that guy Parrish don't get it. he's like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, number one, we're up here talking about these things because we obviously know what we're talking about, right? If we didn't know what we was talking about, women wouldn't call in and say, you guys are 100% right. Okay? On top of that, you got people watching because they want to get some information. They want to learn.
Yes.
But then here you got this guy coming in here because he's so desperate for some shine, so desperate for attention, that it's like, let me come in here and try to steal the shine away from Steve and Angry Man because I'm really the man. And I'm, well, if you're really the man, dude, go start your channel. Nobody's stopping. And you can tell everybody what it is. But we know you don't know what it is. You feel me?
Oh, my God. Frankie.
How do you know how nice he is? All these comments about how she's going to end up. Most of you don't most of you people don't have a healthy relationship, don't know about a healthy relationship. I actually do have a healthy relationship. The fuck are you talking about? Do you even watch this show? You're smoking something right now. You don't even know what a healthy relationship is.
Oh, my God, man.
Frankie, why don't you call in, Frankie, and you can give us the definition of a healthy relationship. Call in.
Yeah, Frankie. Frankie, you ain't Frankie, you ain't understanding what's going on, man, Frankie.
Call in.
Frankie, we're looking at the behavior. You got to get out of your fucking panties and pay attention to what we're saying. We're not saying what the fuck he is nice or mean. We're saying his behaviors are being reflected off the fucking woman, and that's what you surface dwellers don't understand. Do you see, y'all think women are actually bad. Y'all think women are actually evil. You think women are the fucking problem. The problem is most of you weak motherfuckers cannot handle, ready, yourself. I ain't even saying nothing about that. You can't even handle yourself to even handle a woman. And this is what the fuck we talking about, man. What the fuck do you mean all these comments about how she's going to end up? Most of you don't know what it have. How the fuck you know what people have, Frankie? The fuck?
See, here's the funny thing about this comment, just like Parrish's comment. It's like when a guy is a real estate mogul and he says, you know, somebody says, well, I'm trying to figure out how I can make $500,000 in one deal. And the guy that does it all the time, he's like, well, that's easy. You can do that with no problem. And then some guy that's broke that works at Burger King, like, you're lying. Making a $500,000 isn't easy because I can't do it. Like, motherfucker, just because you can't do it doesn't mean that somebody else can't fucking do it. Like you're oh my God, these motherfuckers, boy. Let me read this joint. I don't even know how to pronounce that name. See, what if what happened with the last guy actually happens with you two? It's like saying he jumped off a bridge and died, but that doesn't mean if I jump off a bridge, I'm going to die. Like what? Okay, number one, let me say this about Steve. I've known Steve since 2017, something like that. Steve has been in the same house. Steve, I know personal things about Steve I'm not going to go into, but I have been watching Steve doing shows and his wife bring him a plate, something that by all accounts is impossible for most of you guys. Impossible. You can't even get a woman to cook you a meal, much less bring the plate to you. Here's another thing. You know how you can tell when a dude is a certain type of dude? If he's doing shows, listen to what he says on his shows while his woman is in the house. But some of you dudes, you can't even watch certain shows around your woman. I've had dudes tell me that they can't even watch their show. They can't watch my show when their girl is around. I said, wow. This is how weak a lot of these dudes are. And because they're weak, they want to make everyone believe that that's everybody's reality. And whenever somebody challenges that, it's like, it's not true. If my life is this way, then everybody's life has to be that way. Like, I was having this conversation with my homeboy yesterday. Mm. I said, yo, there are certain stories that I cannot tell on YouTube. Not because they're secrets, not because they're too vulgar, but because if I were to tell those stories about interactions that I've had with women, interactions that he's had with women.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like, bullshit, that never happened.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is, it's usually some regular shit.
Yeah, I just want to say this, young man, that I don't, again, you don't I've been doing this for over 35 years. So I've always been what I've always been since I've been doing this and beyond this. And here's the thing. The one thing that I have in common, I don't give a fuck if it's a my woman, a side woman, a dolphin, a female Sasquatch, a female unicorn, or whatever the fuck. They will get dismissed if they get out of line. If they don't give me their A game, they already know from Jump Street, I will get rid of and dismiss them. And I don't give a fuck how long I've been with them. I do that shit. Why? Because I know the value and worth that I bring to any woman's table, sir. Any woman's table. So I'm the fucking prize. I don't have to kiss anybody's ass, bend over, beg, barter, or do things to get a piece of pussy. I'm beyond that shit. So if that happens, hey, please, because I keep telling y'all know, motherfucker, me, every woman should have one foot out of the fucking door anyway. She should know every day she should wake up and be glad that, well, you know what? Damn, today's the day that he acts, hey, he's still around. He's still around. Hey, today's a good day because he's around, because he will dismiss me if I fuck up. So I need to be on my A game. But see, y'all, you don't, not the guys out there, but this young man right here, you don't think it's achievable. You don't think you can achieve this. And I'm not saying this to say that it's a dictatorship. I'm saying I have value and worth. I lead. I don't fucking fight. Now, in the bedroom, that's something different. But outside the bedroom, I'm running shit. I'm also running shit in the bedroom, but that's a kind of different kind of running shit. But what I'm saying is that, yeah, man, y'all got it. I mean, not you guys in the chat room, but this person right here. Nobody's saying that it's going to happen to me. You want to know why it won't happen to me? Because from Jump Street, she's going to know two things. That if you're lucky enough to have my curiosity, my attention, my time, and my respect, then maybe be lucky enough to get the dick, then you're going to be a representation of me. And if you act out, show out, put our business on the street, you're gone. If you raise your voice higher than this, you're gone. If you question what the fuck I'm doing, you're gone. If you have an attitude, you're gone. So pretty much, you got to do a lot of work to stay. But see, you can't see that. That's your problem, because this is how men operate. And if Michael B. Jordan operated this way, he wouldn't even be in this situation right now, Anger Man. What say you, brother?
He wouldn't. If he had even a little bit of knowledge about what we talk about here, he would have never even been seen in a photo with her.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, where is the vacuuming, laundry folding, washing the fucking car photos? Because a lot of guys think that women won't do that. Oh, they will do that. But you know what? I want to take y'all, I'm not trying to scare you guys straight, but I want to show you what happens when you have this Michael B. Jordan attitude and you think that when your woman realizes that your pussy is tighter than hers, I want to show you what you're going to get. Angry Man, let's break this down. I'm going to pop this in. Let's break it down bit by bit. Check this out. Let me see. Let me pop that shit in. Hold on. Let me bring it in again so we can watch this shit. I think I didn't share it right. Hold on 2 seconds. Here we go. Let's watch this, everybody, in its awe and glory.
You know what it is? You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is, though. No, no, no.
Stop it right there, Angry Man. Did she just put her fucking feet? Angry Man.
Yeah.
Angry Man.
Yeah.
We haven't been.
Yeah. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. There's no way on God's green earth. There's no way that any chick would ever put her finger in my face in public like that. Like, there's no way. Would never happen.
We haven't even got to the, we just started pressing play. But you, hey guys, I want to show you something. He created this. Listen, this woman, hey, y'all gonna be shocked. I'm not going to blame the woman. He created this. This is what he created. Let's keep going. She put Angry Man figured it. And it's Angry Man, quiet, Angry Man.
There's no way.
Ain't no, she just pushed, no way. She put her finger in his chest and pushed him.
There's no way. And it's so hilarious because it's like a mouse bucking up at an elephant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bruh, like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, man.
He's literally standing there, like, just standing there, just taking it. Like, bro, at the very least, turn your back on her and walk the fuck away. Like, at the very least.
Yeah. This,
you know, at the very least.
You know, she would have did that, she would have started crying because it would have been over. We're done. And 708, we're bringing in one. As a matter of fact, we'll put this on pause real quick. Let's bring in 708 real quick, and let's see what you got to say, sir. 708, we'll bring you in. We'll continue this video in a second. 708, sir, what's your question? What's up?
All right. How can I increase my mental toughness and mental quickness all throughout my life?
How old are you?
Hello?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 16.
Okay, 16.
We need 18-year-olds calling in, man. Like y'all youngins just under 18, man. Y'all gotta stop calling in, bro.
You just gotta. Hey, look, get on the football team and stuff like that. You gotta fight through it. Hey, 2 years. Hit us up in 2 years, man, and we got you. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. All right, young man. Hey, but in the meantime, hey, work out and, you know, practice, fight, jog, do your thing. But just start loving that man in the mirror, okay, young man? Okay,
thank you.
Good call. All right, no problem. Good luck to you. Hey, young man, congratulations on graduating. I'm sure you graduated. Congratulations, young man, okay?
No, I graduated at 18.
No, I mean, you graduate. Well, you're in the, what, junior high? Well, you're a sophomore right now, right? Or
yeah.
Freshman? Okay, so you're a junior now. Okay, you're a sophomore, so you was a freshman. So congratulations, okay? Congratulations, all right? Now listen, now real quick, 708, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Your job is going to be hanging out with everybody, okay? Because I want you to get all the pretty girls, because all the pretty girls are in every clique, okay? Hang out with the nerds, the glee club, the outsiders, the chess club, the music club. You do that, okay, and you'll get a little bit of clout, okay, and you'll get all the women, okay, young man?
Yeah, I'm already all over the place.
Well, we got it, but, yeah, we'll get you here in 2 years. All right, well, we got to grab this other call, but thank you, sir, and good luck to you, young man, okay?
All right.
Good luck, young man. All right, 215, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
I disagree with you guys. If Michael B. Jordan couldn't tame her, nobody
okay, wait,
can.
Wait, sir. Can you please be kind enough to address us like men? And before you say this shit you're about to say, we'll let you say it, but can you kindly be kind enough to say, what's up, Angry Man? What's up, Steve? Or you just want to jump in your feelings? What do you want to do?
Hey, Steve, it's Taekwondo, man.
Man,
motherfucker,
Taekwondo, bitch ass. Fuck you, Taekwondo.
I'm with somebody controlling.
I said about controlling you, fucker. Fuck you, Taekwondo. You know what? Hey, guys, Ty's still mad from last night when the guy was in the shower rubbing his fucking curls and shit. This motherfucker. Fuck you, Taekwondo. Hey, man, that's the JoJo, baby.
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man? What's good, Angry Man? What's good?
Hey,
man, I had to fuck with y'all real good. Hey, man, they going crazy over this Michael B. Jordan situation, man. Y'all need y'all to speak into it more, and people need to realize that it has nothing to do with his status, his clout. I see a lot of guys saying some bullshit like, well, if he can't do it, then no man can. They don't even understand. They don't even dig it. You know what I'm saying?
This young man.
They all laughing at this shit. Hey, I had y'all with that voice, man. My voice, my shit better than Angry Man joint.
Yeah, I'm about to say let your nuts drop in a second, man, because you sounded like some soft shit. You sounded like you were lighting that. Head. You said, hey, man, you sounded soft as shit.
Man, just let it out. Hey, guys, just
like Nick.
Hey, guys, hey, because you know, you guys are actually wrong. Lori Harvey is a great woman.
This motherfucker here, boy. Guys,
I'm focused on it. I'm focused on it.
Hey, no, hey, man. Hey, no, you still got that shower post of you in this fucking shower shit, motherfucker. You know that shit. We go ahead. That motherfucker ran the fuck off. Shout out to our dog, Taekwondo, man, from the dojo, baby. All right, let's continue this shit. Let's continue this ratchet-ass shit. Check this out, guys. Oh, my God. Wait. Now, Angry Man, not only did she put a finger in his face, she said, you know who the fuck I am. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? And a lot of y'all guys say, y'all, ain't, this is your life. I'm Angry Man, I ain't even joking. This is your life.
This shit is crazy.
Yeah. It get... Wow. She turned her back on him.
Turned her back on him like you ain't gonna do shit. Oh my God. Crazy.
Crazy. Hold on, this is a boy. This is my place. I do what the fuck I want to do.
And then he's trying to calm her down. Fuck out of here.
But this is, see, this is what y'all, see, all y'all guys talk shit to us. This is your life right here. And y'all don't even realize it. This is what you're going to get from the average woman because they ain't going to respect you. Look how she ain't. Look at this shit.
Get your fuck off.
Wow. 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 There's no fucking way. Man, look. Here's my thing. Here's my thing, right? So all you dudes, whenever you see chicks and dudes arguing, and you're like, man, that's wrong. He shouldn't be doing that to that woman. And you want to run up and try to get in the middle of that shit? Mm-hmm. Do you see any of them women try to get in the middle of that shit?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So nah, bro. Like, bro played himself, man. He talking about some, yo, bro. First of all, let me tell you something. If you're a dude that refers to your woman as bro, you've already lost.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You've already lost, bro. Just give it up.
Oh, yeah.
You're done.
Here we go.
Hey, you know where the fuck I come from. And you know where the fuck I come from. Stop acting like you just met me, motherfucker.
Hey, guys, I'm telling you, it's not her fault. It's not her fault. This is what he created because he ain't have no motherfucking standard. So he gave his balls, Angry Man, and his spine to her and said, oh, great, mighty Nubian woman, please walk over my bitch ass. I'm serious. This is what these guys think. You know the first thing they're going to do? They're going to say, look at this woman act out. But look at the man she acting out to, Angry Man.
I would never, look at his whole posture.
Look at him.
Like his hat, the way his hat is sitting on his head. The way he's kind of like, look, his hands is in his pocket. You know what that means? That is when a man is putting his hands in his pockets, he's basically trying to show whoever's in front of him that he's not threatening.
Yep.
You understand?
Angry Man, you know what this is, Angry Man. He better off going like this. Koba.
Yeah.
Koba.
Getting on one knee and saying... Waiting for her to swipe that shit. If he was to do that right now, she would do just like Caesar. to get your punk ass out of here.
Get your punk ass out this motherfucker, man. Hold on, let me see here. All right, let me go. Say, hold on, let's keep going.
I'm the same bitch you voted to play for.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I would have went, look, I'm not even going to lie. I got to be honest about this situation. And everybody ain't going to agree with it, but I'm going to say it. I would have went to jail that day. I done went to jail that day, bro. There's no way you going to come at me with that male energy like that. Like, there's no way. I would have at least did the forehead poke. I would have did something. Like, man, what the fuck? Ew. Like, fell back. Ah. Like,
you know that motherfucker. See, that motherfucker right there is the same guy that is going to beg her back.
She does that to him at home, bro.
Yes, let me see if I can find the clip. Let me see if I can find. I mean, if we can fast forward this shit, I'm going to show you what this motherfucker is. Let me see if I can find it. If we can fast forward. Wait, let me take this shit off. Hold on. If we can fast forward and find this guy. Okay, guys. Let's say we fast forward in time. This is the motherfucker right here.
I can't even do shit right here. And you know that, man. Why are you doing me like this, man? Everything I do is a fucking problem, G. And I'm sitting here telling you I don't have nobody, man. I'm going through a life too, G. All I know is you. And you really trying to hurt my heart, G.
Yo, that's when you supposed to have that homeboy that bust in your crib and slaps you like. Snap the fuck out of it, man. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes. But here's the question. What led to all that is what we're talking about, Angry Man. What led to it was not her. What led to it is what you see yourself as in the mirror before you even walk out that door to meet her. That's what happened. But for a lot of you guys, y'all lie. Y'all lie to yourselves, and then you lie. You manipulate the woman. You try to deceive her and all these things. You know most of you guys just want to smash, but you tell her you want a relationship. You tell her you wanted to see the stars and the moon with her, and it's going to be you and me, baby. Just let me put the tip in type talk. And then when she realizes you ain't shit, she going to attack, Angry Man. What say you, brother?
The first time she did that shit, he was supposed to cancel her ass.
Oh,
like Nino Brown.
Yeah, with the bottle, right? cancel that bitch.
I'll get another one.
Exactly. Yeah, y'all don't have that cancel in y'all, man. I appreciate the super chat, Ed. Appreciate that shit. But what we're saying to y'all guys out there, here's the thing, E-Dog, they can't find because a man is hard to find, okay? They look for, see, the problem is they're so used to so many, not guys, I'm not really disrespectful, young man, I'm just saying that there's so many males out there, surface dwellers, that you have systematically trained a woman to act out whenever she wants to. And what are you going to reward her with? Dinners. You're going to reward her with trinkets. You're going to buy. She done fuck you all year long. And then what you do on, what you do fucking as soon as Thanksgiving is over on Black Friday, you're going to stand your fucking ass in line waiting for the perfect gift for a motherfucker that does not even deserve a piece of coal, Angry Man.
Look, here's the thing, bro. What you got to realize is that particular woman, she tried that shit with that dude, and he let her get away with it.
Ooh, yes.
And she did it again, and every time she did it, he let her get away with it, and it got worse and worse and worse. I guarantee you money. I'm willing to put $1 million on it.
Yes.
That there is a guy out here that she dealt with that she would not have dared talk to like that. I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah.
seen women do this shit. I've seen them do it where they just cut up with one dude, then they get a new dude, and the new dude they get with, they don't pull that crap because they know he ain't going for it.
Angry man, I will put $50,000 down that she doesn't act this way at the job. I guarantee when she get at that job, she like, hello, Mr. Slate. How are you, Barney and Fred? Oh, it's such a lovely day. Yes. Oh, I will file that for you. And absolutely, I'll get that for you. Would you like me to get you some water? And I bet you she's like that at the job.
The first day she bucks and says, you must think you don't know who I am. Mr. Slate going to be like, hey, go ahead and call them people. They're going to escort her ass up out the door and say, we know who you are now, and you will no longer be working here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, y'all, look, I told you dudes about the angry man standard. The fourth angry man standard. Reward punishment system. You reward women for good behavior. You punish them with bad behavior. Whenever they behave incorrectly, you punish them. And what is the worst punishment that you can give a woman is to remove your presence from her.
Yes.
Dump her.
Yes.
Give her her walking papers. Treat the shit just like a job. You would not tolerate. What did Mike Epps say on Friday? I ain't tolerating no insubordination.
Fuck.
You feel what I'm saying?
Fuck.
You gonna get up out of here. We gonna get them. You gonna get that pink slip. You know what I'm saying? Collect your last paycheck and get the hell up out of here.
Right. Exactly. And thank you, Ricky. We appreciate the love, guys. Y'all got a question? Put a Q in there. Y'all want to call and you can. But I'm gonna say something that y'all can't. It's gonna be a hard thing to swallow. But like Angry Mary is saying, listen. You know what the reward is, guys? Me. My time.
Yeah.
That's the reward. Listen, if you get out of line, you lose me. If you act right, you get a little bit of my time. And I know a lot of y'all guys saying, wait, come on, Steve, that's kind of narcissistic. Well, I guess I'm a narcissistic motherfucker. Well, I guess I am a narcissistic motherfucker. I guess I am. But what I'm saying is for y'all guys out there, we don't treat women. You see, I don't want y'all to think that we're saying, look, bitch, you're going to do it this way. No, we don't have to say that. Because when she looks behind Angry Man or looks behind a man, she will see a line of other women with that little ticket tape. You know, they pull that little piece of tape and they got that number on there waiting in line, just waiting for you to fuck up. Like wishing badly, please just fuck up and say something so you can get dismissed so I can come right on in. And I'm telling you guys, when you get it like this, you play by a whole new set of rules, man.
Yeah.
Got another question here, my brother.
Do you think Michael B. Jordan will learn from this or continue down the same? He ain't learned shit from this, bro. He ain't learned nothing from this.
No.
He's gonna be trying to give his last name to some other chick pretty soon, because he wants. Here's the problem with him. He thinks, and it's just my opinion, he that being who he is currently is more than enough. He's thinking that, you know, these women should want me because I'm Michael B. Jordan, not in the sense of his character as a man, if you took away all the fame and all of that. What he's doing is he's saying, I'm Michael B. Jordan, the actor. You know, I played Killmonger. You know, I played Creed. You know, these women should want to be with me. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, like a lot of guys, he wants a traditional life, but he's pursuing it with women that are not worthy of that.
Absolutely. And shout out to our brother. Shout out to Zag, man. Real Game No Theory of our brother. We got two motherfuckers rolled up in this motherfucker. Shout out to Zag. Much love to you, man. But getting back to your question, big dog, that we're trying to get y'all guys to see is that when your perception and your reality is not based upon you, your standard, your laws, your rules, your code, everything about you. When you don't have rules of how you navigate your life, then you are food to the average woman who, even though she might have a little low self-worth, a little bit of insecurities, she knows how to navigate her life because she knows how to navigate a motherfucker who cannot navigate his life. She knows how to train you to be exactly what she wants you to be because you have nothing in the cupboard that says, I have demands and this is what I'm going to be. And if you cannot have or handle that, it's not going to work. But they don't have, again, Angry Man, there's no belief in oneself because they think that women are supposed to just walk all over motherfuckers, Angry Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They've been programmed to think that what she just did to Michael B. Jordan is normal. And the reason why you know they think that way is because they're not thinking in the sense of, okay, Michael B. Jordan made a mistake and he should have picked better or he should have operated differently. No, they're looking at it from the sense of, well, look at everything he has. That's not good enough for a woman. Like, what?
It's sad. it's really sad because most of you guys don't understand the influence you have over yourself. Now, in order to influence a woman, one has to have a level of influence over itself. All the decisions you make, if you're making it for the pussy, you're lost. If you're making it to make her happy, you're lost. If you're making it to prove yourself, you're lost. If you're making it to kiss her ass, to get some ass, you lost. Because I'm telling you, for some reason, Angry Man, these guys come out the gate thinking these women are stupid as fuck. But they're smart enough to play dumb. They're smart. Hey, Angry Man, they're smart enough to take that rope and put it around themselves and lay on the railroad tracks.
Yeah. Wait for this. Yeah, shit is goofy as hell, man.
Yeah, I got a question. Y'all call in. I got a question. Call in. The lines are open. If you got a statement to make, go ahead and statement. We want to hear what you think about this because what we're trying to say to you gentlemen out there. I know it's very rare that you get a show where people tell you, look. Let's make it about you. Let's not be Michael B. Jordan. Let's not make it about long-term relationship. If there's going to be a long-term relationship, get your crayons out, gentlemen. This is very important. Make it about the long-term relationship you have with yourself. That should be the end-all, be-all. You do not need to have a long-term relationship with somebody if there is no long-term relationship to yourself, loving yourself, understanding yourself, and having a demand of yourself that you will not tolerate any disrespect. Listen, I don't care how fat her ass is and how nice her titty, any disrespect, she got to get the fuck out, Angry Man.
Yep. It doesn't matter what she looks like.
Absolutely. We got a call. I think it's California, 310. 310, you're on. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? So I've had a baby mama for the last three and a half years, and I'm a surface dweller, unfortunately. I'm trying to get the fuck out of that, and I'm seeing that she be pushing back. How do I ditch her? Because she be guilt-tripping me, like, every time I do try to ditch her.
Hey, are you in your room right now?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a trash can near you?
Jump in it?
No, I ain't say jumping. No, that's Angry Man-ism. That's an Angry Man. No,
that's
an Angry Man-ism. I can't take his Angry Man-ism. No. What I'm asking, is there a trash can in your room right now?
Yeah.
All right, go get a piece of paper. There you got it. Get a piece of paper. All right, ball that piece of paper up.
All right.
And shoot that bitch into the basket. And that's how easy
just
it
like
is.
That?
Hey, shit.
Plus, what the fuck comes out of her mouth after that?
Hey, if you want to finger roll that bitch, you can come underneath and just roll that bitch up if you want to. But go ahead, Angry Mitch, you got it, man.
So it doesn't matter that I have kids with her, right? Just to confirm real quick.
Oh, bro, look. You don't look. Look, there's an episode. There's a funny episode of Seinfeld where George tries to break up with this chick.
Why did we watch
and
the
she
same
says,
show?
And she's like, no. And he was stuck. And he went to Jerry, and Jerry was like, you don't have to get her permission to break up with her. It's not like the two of you are launching a missile from a nuclear sub. You don't both have to turn your key. Like, all you have to do is stop talking to this chick. Block her number. Don't respond to her. Like, do y'all live together?
No.
Okay, then. So what's the problem?
Damn, wow. I can't believe I got such a simple problem. Good looking, man. Appreciate y'all.
Well, no, right. Wait, stay here. Don't run, motherfucker. We got you. Listen, this call is not only important for you, but it's important for a lot of guys to realize, number one, why are you fucking somebody without a rubber that doesn't have your last name, man?
Because I was lost in the matrix as fuck. Because I've been with her when I was 18, now I'm 25.
Okay. Well, listen. What I would say to do is love your kids, be the best father you can be, okay? Get a lawyer, set up child support, and do the right things, and then dismiss her fucking ass out of your life. Angry man?
Well,
You don't got to wait. You don't got to get her permission to leave her alone, like, for real.
I mean, if you want to, I
want to see if you guys maybe could show some insight on this. So this dumbass, I don't even want to insult her. Now, I take care of my kids every time I have to. I buy them whatever they need, whatever they want. And she makes foolish mistakes with her money that she has her job, and she takes her job for granted.
Wait, caller, why are you in her pockets? Why are you in her pockets?
I don't really care about her pockets, but
the question is about, are you worried about her pockets right now?
Let me tell
what
you
I'm saying is, well, wait, before you tell me why, all I'm saying is, here's your answer. Go to family, get your lawyer, set up child support, and then give her money. And listen, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not saying all, that money might go to her fixing herself up for the next guy. We don't know. What I'm saying is, take some money and put it aside for your daughters, so then when they get a certain age, you'll have something for them. Angry man?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have put it better myself. Like, look. You do not have to continue to be with that woman regardless. Do you like peace of mind?
Fuck yeah.
You like peace of mind, bro? Huh?
Robin? Yeah, I said yeah. I don't know if you said something else. But
peace of mind. Oh.
Peace of mind. Happiness. Peace of mind, bro.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Alien, that should be more valuable to you than anything else, bro.
Yes.
That should be more valuable to you than anything else.
Jesus Christ. So, all the fellas are rolling up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, if I were you, I would just end it, man. Just end it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I will. Yeah. Now, real quick, yeah. I see that she just wants money, so I told her to file for unemployment, not to file for child support, because she has me on child support.
Okay. All right, sir. Then leave her alone. See your kids on your other week off. See if you got the summer, because I mean, you're either gonna get a summer or a holiday, whatever. Just do what you have to do. You got it. You have to realize what she is what you created. So you have you can't create Frankenstein and then get mad because he's rummaging through the town and shit. That's what y'all do. Y'all create these women, then y'all complain afterwards. So I'm saying just listen, accept what happened, love your kids. Be the best father you can and move the fuck forward. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Damn, that motherfucker burned.
I know. The truth does. Ooh, it does burn. See, hey, but you know what that burn is? That's the burn of man coming out of you. That's why it burns. Your soft tissue.
That's so good.
All right.
All right, man. Yeah, appreciate you, Steve. Appreciate you, Ingerman. Peace out.
All right, brother. And we got some other calls, but let me say something. Leak, look, the reason why we're not answering your bitch-ass question, because you don't want to listen, fuckface. You got to learn how to lead your fucking self, dumbass. Okay? You happy? We answered your question, dude. Now get your fucking ass on and shut the fuck up. Hey, thank you, Falcon Black, for the $5 super chat. We appreciate you, dog. All right, so we got the we hear that shit, but we ain't going to answer no stupid shit, man. Okay, area code 202, then 334. 202.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Call from D.C. Just to comment on what you're saying, bro. And I got to use my life as an example for any young guys listening. Grew up. Dad wasn't around. He was too busy making babies, so he couldn't teach me no type of real man skills. So I learned everything as far as crash course in relationships. Got with a woman who I thought was going to be a healthy relationship, the mother of my daughter. But, of course, that turned sideways, man, because there's a lot of tools I was lacking. And I ain't going to lie, man, she ran all over me, bro. I mean, it was horrible, man. Looking back on it, a lot of stuff that I put up with.
Say it right. I allowed her to run over me. Women don't do shit. We only allow them to.
Okay, fair enough. Went through the trenches with it, bro. I had to pretty much step back, man, and just rebuild myself from scratch, man. It was an experience. I never forget it. But
okay, what's your question?
What's
your question?
What's up?
What's your question?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was giving the test. I had no question. I apologize. I'm gonna let y'all go.
Okay, well, hey, take care, man. Drive safe. Hey, watch out. Hey, you in DC, take two turns to the left, dog. That motherfucker being chased by something. All right, Eric, go 334. What's your question? How can we help you? What's up? 334, you there, sir? 334 going once. 334 going twice. All right, call back. Fix the cricket phone, 334. Call back, brother. We got you. Just fix that cricket phone and shit. But, guys, I got questions going and ask, and this is what we're talking about. Gentlemen, the thing that we're trying to get y'all guys to see is that we're not saying Michael B. Jordan isn't a bad person. His mindset is why he's in the position that he's in. And once you guys out there can do what Ingerman and I are trying to show you guys, is really have a self-concept of who you actually are before you meet the woman, your thoughts, your experiences, how you handle certain situations. Because if you cannot handle yourself and know what to do before it happens, you remember, watch this, guys. Ingerman doesn't even know. Watch this, Ingerman. What's Smokey the Bear tell us to do? Stop, drop, and what, Ingerman?
And roll.
There you go. See that shit? Ingerman's like, we watch all the same shit, man. God damn it. When I say
real.
No.
But no. For you.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
I really don't get this. Like, where have we gotten to where we as men don't take pride in being men anymore? Because one of the things that I forgot what movie it was I was watching. It was some movie or something I was watching, and some chick said something crazy. And one of the dudes said, "Hey, man, you ain't got your woman in check?" Like, it used to be a time where dudes actually took pride in having women that were respectful, that didn't step out of line and do all of this crazy stuff, bro. Now it's just like dudes don't care, man. It's ridiculous.
All right, well, let me see. 334, you're back on. Are you there? Can you hear us, sir?
Hello?
Okay, what's your question, brother? What's up? Yes, what's your question?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to thank y'all. Just a little backstory. I'm relatively young in the game, and I've been, well, fortunately for me, I was taught and I was kind of brought in by elders and the OGs, and they taught me and made me wise on, you know, masculinity and just life and stuff like that. And then I discovered y'all for some time, and I've been listening, I've been taking in what y'all been saying, and y'all kind of been helping me refine what I've already had, and I just wanted to thank y'all.
No doubt, bro.
Appreciate you
all calling in to tell us that, man.
Very kind words, man. We appreciate that, brother.
You know what the
thank you is for me, and I'm sure for Angry Man, is not the fact that you thank us, is that you can, because eventually the baton is going to have to be passed down to some of you motherfuckers. So we can make at least 5 or 10 of you motherfuckers right enough where you can pass on with the information that you have been given, and that's how things work. Like Angry Man says, we watch a lot of old shows together, so it's always passing the baton of knowledge. So this is knowledge that you don't take for today. This is knowledge that you're going to transfer to maybe your son or some other young man like yourself who's going to need that knowledge, young man, okay? All right, man, we appreciate it. We'll throw you back in, man. We appreciate the call, brother. Guys, y'all want to call in? You got the number and everything? We got y'all, man. Let's see here. Ghost says this. He says, after the 60s, women can get jobs. No, I don't. Wait, go. You need to change your name to stop. You need to change your name to stop. Why do y'all guys, AD, we got your next question as well. Why do you guys, in 352, we got you to eat boxes of Excuse Fairy Crunch? Why do you guys always make excuses for these fucking women when it is you males and you surface dwellers, you grass-eating lions? You motherfuckers create what the fuck is the problem. They listen to men. They don't listen to bitches. Angry Man?
Word. Like,
fuck.
Y'all got to stop looking for the reasons why the women are not reacting to you the way you want them to react to you. Because women can only follow, man. If you really start paying attention to women and what they do, even the stuff they do that looks like independence, it's not. They're just repeating things that they've seen somebody else do. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you guys got to stop doing that, man. Like, trust me, I know you don't understand it at this point, but when you get to the point where you start walking your own path and you're not deterred from walking your own path. In other words, see, some guys come across it by accident.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, you know, they'll be moving incorrectly or whatever, and then they'll get so frustrated with the situation is they'll be like, you know what? I'm done with the dating game. I'm just going to focus on me and do what I need to do.
Yes.
And then they start doing what they got to do and focusing on they self and focusing on their career and working out and stuff. And then something magical happens. They start noticing that women start paying them attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not like before, but it's different attention. And it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And the guys that are smart, they realize what it is. When I stop making the focus on the woman and making the focus on me, then all of a sudden shit change.
Yeah.
Because the woman is into pursuing the unattainable guy.
Yes. Absolutely.
Not the attainable guy. You feel what I'm saying? The unattainable guy. See, Michael Jordan is the attainable guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You feel what I'm saying? He's going to give whatever woman walks up to him is like, oh, my God, Michael B. Jordan. He's just going to be putty in her hand. You know?
I got a relationship. All right. We got two calls, 352 and then 202. 352, what's your question, sir? How can we help you? Okay, call us back. Let's go to area code 202. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yes, I do have a question. Depending on how bad the breakup is,
it would be necessary sometimes if a guy may need to leave the area in which he resides or possibly move out of state to start over?
All right, caller, I'm going to go use a term from Vikings, okay? It's a show that my dog, Angry Man, is fucking watching right now. And the thing about Vikings is Ragnar, oh, my God, wait, let me, what is up with my PC dogs, man? Can y'all roll y'all windows up or some shit? Ah, God, y'all making the DMV look bad, fellas. And 213.
Wow.
Yes.
DMV is
loud in a motherfucker. But listen, Ragnar Lothbrok was with his son, and his son turned around, and Ragnar Lothbrok looked at his son and says, "Why are you looking that way? Why are you looking back? We're not going that way." And as a man, 202, if you feel that you got to up and root where you're at over a woman, then you might want to get the fuck on out because you have failed as a man. Angry Man, what say you, brother?
Yeah, man, you can't be, look, wherever you live, right, that's your home.
Yes.
Okay? It's one thing to take a territory. It's a whole other thing to hold it. You can't be letting no chick run you out of where the hell you at, bruh. Get her. Like, who cares what she doing? Like, bruh, hold it down. You feel me? You there?
Yeah.
Like, leave? What? Man, no. Let her leave. Let her move. You feel me? Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, let me, before I bring in 202, you know what? Hey, look, hey, go. We're going to agree with you to shut you the fuck up. Because it wouldn't even, it'd be a waste of our breath and our time to even try to explain to your dumb, ignorant ass what the fuck this stupid shit you saying right here. So you know what? Hey, go, you're right. You're absolutely
right. Wait a minute, hold on, let me read this. It said, you men are so mad that you can't threaten a woman with leaving her if she don't act right. Laugh my ass off. Y'all so mad telling us how it used to be, obviously. Man, if you don't shut your bitch ass up, first of all, don't nobody over here make threats, nigga.
Yep.
You make promises, declarations, proclamations. Don't nobody make no fucking threats. You don't get your weak ass the fuck up out of here talking about go Crystal. I don't even like crystals. I eat White Castle, motherfucker.
I'll do real quick. Hold on a second. You notice that's true because she's kind of quiet in this. This is a good point you're making, Sugar. It's a very good point. How do we
Sugar,
find out?
Sugar said, why do men slander and tell all the business after they break up? Lori, don't even tell her business. It's always the men.
Huh.
Hmm.
I know, huh, right? Hey, but like we telling y'all, when y'all in the feminine.
So, hey, we gotta reevaluate this. Like, I got to think for a second. was it Lori that was posting all of them photos, or was it Michael B. Jordan?
I think Michael B. Jordan posted a Twitter thing on the breakup. I think he posted. I got to go. Cause I think, guys, and everybody in there, who posted the breakup? Because I don't think she did.
We might be off here. Lori might actually be on code.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me look up Lori Harvey's Instagram. She got a bunch of pictures of Michael B. Jordan.
But, yeah, someone posted it to get out there. And I thought it was Michael B. Jordan that posted the breakup or something, posted it, it's over with. I don't know if she did because we didn't hear about Diddy. She didn't post about Diddy. I don't think she posted about all the other dudes she was smashed. So, yeah. But, I mean, if it was a shade room, but it was Michael, huh? See? Oh, shit.
Lori, I'm on Lori Harvey's Instagram right now. She has no pictures of her and Michael B. Jordan.
Now, go to Michael B. Jordan and see if he posted.
Let me go to Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ, man. What? And 212, we got you next. We got you next, 212. We're just trying to.
Michael B. Jordan not only has pictures of himself with Lori Harvey, he also has pictures of just Lori Harvey.
Oh! Sugar bomb! Hey, Sugar Bum, you you got the A++ for the day. Because here's
If they broke up, why? You know something, Steve? I'm gonna tell you the truth, bro. Something that I used to do back in the day.
What's up, brother?
When I broke up with a chick, and this might just be me, and this is before Instagram and all of that stuff. When I broke up with a chick, I would get rid of all their photos.
Yeah. Burn it down.
I didn't want to see her face.
Yes.
Like, I'm done. It's over. I'm done. But look, this dude.
Still holding on.
Look at this.
Still holding. Right there. There's a proof. So look at that. Look at that shit. Look at it. Y'all mad at us because we call him a cake? Look at, and she ain't got shit on her Instagram.
Nothing on her page with him. Nothing.
Man, it's some sucking shit.
So either one of two things happened. Either she never had them photos up, or she deleted them the moment they broke up.
And he's still holding on. He's still holding on. He the female in the shit.
He probably think he can win her back, too.
Man, yeah, because he thinking that she going to look at his page and see that he's trying to hold on to the love. And he, man, y'all bet, man, let me go ahead and answer these other calls.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This right here, right?
Yeah.
This right here. You know what it says under the caption? Finally a night out. He's the bitch. He's the bitch in the relationship.
You see that? Hey, and all you guys out there that say he all this good shit, he's got the chin, the body, the money, he's the bitch. All right, let's bring in 212 and then 716. 212, how can we help you?
In the relationship.
212, how can we help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on, Steve and Angry Man? How y'all doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you, sir?
No, I'm just pointing out the fact that Michael B. Jordan said something in December 2021. I think it was in the View show, and he said that I finally found out what love was during the relationship with Lori Harvey. And I was like, let me keep that in my head, or you know, just so, you know, just to see if the relationship worked out or not. This now, right? This morning, okay?
Big morning.
they broke up. And I was like, oh, so who was the limp? Who was the, you know, the person that led to that breakup? And I was assuming Michael B. Jordan. So I read the article.
Love like this before.
I read the article, and it said something about the breakup, you know what I'm saying? And then it said that Lori Harvey was focusing on her career and all this other stuff. And I was like, well, okay, so she's focusing on doing her thing, right? On the other hand, they didn't say anything about Michael B. Jordan. So this goes to show me that they're treating Michael B. Jordan like the Grinch or something like that. Well, Lori Harvey was like the victim.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What people don't understand, she can have career aspirations and what the fuck. When she meet a man, she going to push all that shit aside. I promise you.
Right.
She will put the man first. He will be. The problem is, she should be on The View talking about how much she love him. And you know what?
Exactly.
Here's a photo of me making a cake for him. I don't know how to cook, but boy.
Yeah, but you know what she said right after the breakup? She said that she's sad right after she broke up with him. He's a great guy, you know, and I love him. But and I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
One photo
like,
in her entire Instagram.
I was like, what made you want to break up with him in the first place? Because he was the simp. He was the limp in a relationship.
There's only one photo of her with a man in her Instagram. And it says, the man with the plan. Thank you for everything. Michael Kors, it's always a pleasure.
Look, this is your queen. That's a, y'all worship the woman. Y'all worship the pussy. Look what y'all get for worshiping that shit. Let's bring in 716. Thank you, 212, for the call. Let's bring in 716 and 847. 716, what do you have, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? I hope this is me. I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah. You're on, sir. What's up?
Okay. Shout out Angry Man. Shout out you with the Captain America suit and all that. Damn, it was something in the comment section that kind of caught my attention. I ain't even gonna lie to you, man. But I lost focus because of what was being said here. First and foremost, we allow the shit, us certain men, we allow the simp behavior, we allow it, you know, it's just weird, it's crazy, and it's fucked up. And us as men, if we don't stand up, we're going to fall for anything if we don't stand for something.
Okay.
Look, a chick in the chat room, Asaya, I think that's a woman, I might be wrong, said Lori deleted all of his pictures.
Right, but always remember, guys, hold on, call her, always remember, the thing about a woman, when she cuts off a male, she cuts you fuckers off. When she's done, she's done. She's moving on to the next
city.
I
almost agree with you to a certain extent on that. Just to a certain extent. Yeah, that's true. Okay. However, I can promise you, and I'm pretty sure with a lot of things that you've seen with the internet and, you know, maybe if you walk outside your door and you might see it, they get more hell bent on us stop fucking with them than they would us. I can almost promise you that.
Because
they're going to do anything they can to try to fuck you over. Fuck your friend. You understand? Fuck your friend. Fuck your homeboy. Try to dance with, mingle with your brother. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just something so they can have some type of attachment or whatever the case may have. You spread rumors because they don't want to let go. They want to see you fucked over. You know what I mean? They get more hell-bent and hurt than us men would.
All right, hold on, call. Hold on. Captain America has to pause real quick. Go ahead.
Here's the difference. The difference is, and what Steve said is when a woman cuts you off, when a woman breaks up and she cuts you off, because that's what they do. When they're finished, they're finished. The only time you see women clinging on like that is when the dude dumps her.
Yes.
That's when you see that. Like, that's why you see Vivica still talking about 50.
Yeah,
she still can't rationalize how he left her and shit. But when a woman is done, she done.
Right. So yeah. So 716.
However, in some instances with that, it's not just gonna be a straight cutoff. Like, nah, nigga. Yeah, I cut you off, but you gonna feel some type of torment with this cutoff, depending on the female.
Wait.
Not you personally. I'm not saying you guys personally. Not me personally. It's just a general thing. You see it happening.
No. Go on, hold on. Let me grab Captain America assemble, Marvel group. So what I'm saying to you, 716, brother, is this, man, is that when a man is done, he's done, but he knows she's going to come back. He knows there's nothing better out there than me, and you can go your ass as far to the galaxy of Nebula 245 and shit. As far as you want to go, your ass is going to come right back. And because there ain't no – remember, we can see a million – I can meet a million of you out there. That's how we talk to them. You'll never meet a motherfucker like me. And if you want to go find a motherfucker like me, go your ass out there. Bye. If Michael B. Jordan was a man, she would be coming back because she can delete all the photos she wants. She can erase all the text messages. But who's written space in her mind? See, she's got free space in his head right here. He ain't written shit in her mind. Like, fuck you. I'm done. You weak-ass motherfucker. You want a relationship with me. I ain't even relationship material with myself.
You know what, Steve? I'm going to tell you something. There's no insult greater than when a chick dumps a dude and has nothing but nice things to say about it. It's the worst shit because you know it's bullshit. It's pure because the first thing you say is, well, shit, if he was such an awesome guy, why the hell you break up with him?
Oh, man. Guys, you don't, hey, guys, I told you with death when she says you're sweet, nice, kind, thoughtful, understanding, and you're just the best friend ever. Dog, she never respected your ass. You want to say, fuck Angry Man, that motherfucker didn't listen to me, did what he wanted to do with that goddamn Thundercat ass short, watching Vikings and shit, not paying attention to my motherfucking ass, wearing them goddamn hats and shit. Fuck him. But I miss him so much. No, but I hate him so much. But I miss him so much. I hate my pies. Oh, my God, I'm on my period. And I got to have something to drink. I need something to drink. I need something. That's what the fuck you want. You don't want that all. Oh, it was so beautiful. And, you know, we're just the best of friends. You know, we still chat from time to time. And everything is fine and love. Man, uh-uh. You want that woman to be mad as fuck when she leaves. Because if she's mad as fuck, she's going to go crazy over the dick.
Yeah, talk about some.
Well, you know, he was such a wonderful guy, caring and loving. And let me tell you something. If your motherfucking ass, if your ex talks about you like that, bruh, like, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, man, he was a piece of shit. I can't stand that yellow motherfucker. Like, I want to hear shit like that. Like, no. Don't tell me that I was a nice guy and I was, what's the word? Supportive and you know, he's such a beautiful soul, and you know, he's just like, Nick, no.
Yeah, Angry Man, she say, fuck that motherfucker. She get around that corner, she's like,
see, you know what? Yeah, you know what? See, I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, and Steve, you probably the only one that's gonna catch this reference. The problem with Michael B. Jordan is he doesn't have hands.
Mm-mm. No, he doesn't have hands. Mm-mm. Hold on, let me y'all for show it, dog. You said it. He doesn't have hands. Hold on. Let me hold on. Wait. Let me zip all this shit out. Hold on. Let me zip y'all. Let me show y'all what he means, hand. Go ahead. He doesn't have hand, guys. This is what hand is. He ain't got hands. This is what hand is. There you go. That's what hand is. He ain't got that hand. And I don't mean to hit her. I'm saying the hand to smack her in her ass as he floats the fuck off to the next motherfucking woman. That hand.
KGY Eatman said hand. You got to watch Seinfeld to know what hand is.
Yes,
bro.
I know what hand is. Yes, y'all got to watch. I know what you're talking about. Y'all got to watch Seinfeld.
It's when, as the man, you have an advantage.
Yes, yes.
In the relationship, that's what it means to have hand. It's when you have an advantage in the relationship. You know, George is like, I have no hand. Like,
that's what he's saying, man. You got to have a higher power position.
Yeah.
You want her to be so, hey, guys, you want her so motherfucking mad she play with her pussy. She's so mad. Oh, I can't stand it, motherfucker. But, man, the way he fucked me, he pulled my hair, he smacked my ass, he told me to shut the fuck up, spit on me, God damn it. I'm going to, and she be like, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my God. I hate him, but I love him, but I hate him, but I love him. That's what the fuck you want. You don't want that motherfucking woman. Well, he's nice. Well, off to the next town.
Yo, Lori Harvey's so cold with it. He probably would get him a new chick to try to make her jealous. And she'll probably be like, oh, that's cute. I'm glad you're happy now. Like, bro, when you're in that position, man, you gotta change it up. Michael B. Jordan, if you ever come across this video or one of your team comes across this video.
Yeah.
You got to become a bad boy. You got to stop this goody two shoes, goofy shit, bro. You got to turn into a fucking barbarian, bro. You feel me?
All Michael had, 847-917, bring you one thing. All Michael had to say is one thing. Get out. That's all. Just one time. Get out. And she'd be like,
You need to listen to some Bobby Womack, some Orange Juice Jones or something. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, you, hey. Walking in the rain. I'm talking about, man. Y'all saying, man. You,
hey, I miss you today. I miss you so much. I followed you.
Right. Oh, man. This is what I'm talking about. You just say that shit. She be like, oh, Hey, guys, and it's that hot, wait, that is that something is tingling and getting wet down. It's just, oh, my God, what is that feeling? I'm actually wet. Oh,
okay,
daddy.
Look, I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce.
You're right, Pernambi, bro.
Not able to but give you advice. Oh my God.
Oh shit. All right, let's break your area code 917. 917, what's your question, fam? What's up, man?
What's up, Steve? Angry man, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother. What's your question,
yeah, what's
bro?
Up?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I was just listening to the to what you know, jokes was funny about that. But Lori Harvey, whatever, you know, beautiful woman and whatnot, but
well,
like,
she beautiful.
She has a track record.
Wait, talk about
like,
what the fuck? Bruh, stop. What makes her beautiful?
I mean, physically. I ain't talking about what the bitch is in her head. I'm
she
talking about just
beautiful.
Looking.
She's just a woman with a body. Y'all, stop giving credit to. Don't give credit to women that don't deserve
it. Yo, Steve.
I know.
Steve.
Hold on,
tell you what I mean by beautiful, Steve. If me and her was in a room together, my dick would get hard. That's what I mean by beautiful.
Come on, it's okay for your dick. It's okay for your dick to get hard. No, it's okay for your dick to get hard. But don't you want her pussy wet? You can have your hard dick, but you ain't getting no wetness in her. You gotta get that KY, that Astroglide shit. What I'm saying is, my brother, is that we got to make sure we teach these young men to stop giving women shit that they have not earned yet. Beauty is when she rubs your back or folds her towel.
I got to disagree with, fam. The only way, look, Lori Harvey let Puffy smash. Like, the only way my Johnson is getting hard is if he's in the kitchen with an apron on, bending over to pull some biscuits out the oven, bro. Then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's, no, bro, because that's, look, Lori Harvey, look, here's the thing, man. Y'all got to stop falling for the witchcraft.
Yeah, the tricks.
You know what I mean? The freaking makeup and all of that shit. Nah, bro, she is a regular chick, bro.
Yes.
She's regular.
Yes.
Regular.
Okay, she's regular. I got you.
And she went to the Harry Potter store of makeup. Expendor, Weave-a-door, Fingernails-a-door, Eye-door, Makeup-door, Push-a-Frog-door, Botox-door, Ad-lib-door.
Hey, early in the morning when she first wake up, you know, when she doing that thing with all that old bullshit, she probably look like her pops without a mustache, bro. So no. Boy, look, she just like any other chick. She go in that bathroom at night,
yeah,
and come out the damn thing looking like Danny Glover, bro. Like,
yeah,
come on, bro.
Yeah, dog, she be the mayor with that thing on her fucking fake-ass mustache, bro, her fucking 1970 mustache. She's like, this cute ass, girl power. Come on, man. Y'all, come on, man. All right, go ahead. What's up, brother?
Yo, y'all funny with it, man.
Let's be honest.
But what I wanted to,
I'm gonna keep it real with you, bro. Before you say anything, bro, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I want you to think about this. There are plenty of Lori Harveys in Hollywood, in New York, in Miami. There are plenty of them. There are even some that are badder than her.
Yeah.
How many Michael B. Jordans are there?
That's why, and you know what I'm going to say to that, Angry Man, that question? That's why ultimately, when you think about it, ultimately, that's really like her loss, really. It's really her loss if you –
it's her loss, but guys like
he's
Michael
the prize,
B. Jordan,
not her. He's the prize.
He's not the prize, though, to him. Well, you're right. But
that's fucked up to him. I mean, he's a young, successful black dude, but that's his own problem with himself.
No, he's not. Okay, listen, wait. You keep getting success wrong. He's a successful actor. He's not a successful man. Because once you take away Hollywood, what do you have left?
Can I get some tickets? I'm going post today, Lori and I. This, hey, dear diary, today is 6-6, and I remember back 2 years ago when I first went up the aquarium and I saw her. Oh, my gosh, she was so pretty. And I'm going to I think she might be looking at my Instagram. So let me find that perfect thing. Let me post that so hopefully she look at me.
That's the fuck we talking about, man. the fuck is Hollywood? He ain't successful. He's a successful actor.
Yeah, bro. He's slipping, bro. His pimp hand ain't strong enough, bro. Look, guys like that.
All right, we don't. Look. All right, look. Let me. Okay.
Good.
Let me say this, right? Lori Harvey, she has a fucking track record of getting up with men and leaving these niggas for whatever reason. We don't know what these reasons are. We ain't in the room with these people. We don't know why the fuck she's leaving these people, right? Future, for example, Future's supposed to be the ultimate bad boy, dog, done knocked up every bitch. She left Future, too. Like, her and Future broke up, too. So
What's the point, though?
This is what I want to say. Y'all young bucks got a saying for this shit. Y'all say it, but you don't believe it. You know what y'all say? She for the streets.
Yep.
But you don't believe it. You don't believe it. If a chick is for the streets, it don't matter if she leave you because she for the streets. Look, here's the thing, bro. Look. When you dealing with a chick and you find out she for the streets, you got to recognize that wasn't your chick. It was just your turn, bruh.
Yep.
You feel me?
It was Michael B. Jordan's turn.
It was Michael B. Jordan's turn, bruh. And he should have said that. He should have said that on Instagram. He's like, well, I guess my turn was over. You know, it was a decent ride, but, you know, I'm single now, bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was supposed to.
Yep.
But he's somewhere hurt right now, bruh. He's somewhere sitting in a corner, bruh. Crumpled up.
Yeah, and
but
Carl,
Andrew, man, we don't know that.
This is how it should have been. It's the contract. I need you to initial right here, initial here, and sign right here that all we doing is fucking. You can do whatever you want. Listen, you can be on Instagram. You can shake your ass. Hell, you can go fuck somebody if you want to. All we doing is fucking. We will never be anything more than dick. Cause all I got is dick and bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. So all you get is nothing but dick. That's how I did that shit.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, but like I was saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she, like Angry Man said, for the streets. Maybe she's the problem. Maybe she just, how is she 25, 26? She just don't want to.
How is she the problem? When he trained her to be exactly what the fuck she is to him, how is she the problem?
He didn't look, bro. This is what he did,
her. That's,
man.
That's Michael B. Jordan is not the first man that she's been with. She's been with men.
It doesn't matter how many dicks she. All right, call her. You're looking at him as Killmonger. Come on, stop looking at him with all them cuts in his fucking body. You being all hard and I'm Killmonger, motherfucker. I run shit. That's an actor. He's soft.
When Killmonger saw his chick was about to be a problem, he deleted her ass, bruh. Like, so we already know what it is. Like, bruh, here's the problem. When you get with a chick, regardless of what the chick's background is or any, I'm going to tell you what it really is, Steve. This is what it really is. There's a lot of dudes that want a Bugatti. They don't know how to drive a Bugatti. You feel what I'm saying? They don't know how to drive a Bugatti. And it's like, bruh, stay in your lane. Look, from what I've seen from Michael B. Jordan and how he be moving, his ass supposed to be with a regular chick that ain't no celebrity, just a regular run-of-the-mill chick from his old neighborhood or some shit. He can't handle celebrity women. He can't.
Yeah, he need a bitch.
He's not Sean Connery. I'm sorry. He's just not.
Yeah, he need a bitch from the Islands of Munda or some shit. Just a motherfucker that's like riding, like Eddie Murphy said, riding a zebra and shit with a bone plate in their throat or some shit. Hey, he needs something like that. But this is where y'all guys are trying to justify the woman's behavior versus look at Michael to see he's the fucking problem. Michael B. Joyce would be like, you know what? Hey, baby, I want that long term. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Okay, cool.
Steve,
you know
Steve. What? Steve.
Hold on, I'm not done. Hold on, Hold on. I'm just trying to figure it out. One take, two take, three take, four, five take, six take, seven take, or my mama told me to pick this one bitch and you up next. Come on in, girl. All right, hey, there's your bags packed. Have a good life, man. Hey, there's a consolation prize as you walk the fuck out. That's how it should have been.
Look, Steve, look. All right, what you said make a lot of sense just now. You said men trying to justify, but like I said, we can't ignore the fact, like I said.
We?
She has a fucking history of fucking with mad dudes and leaving and breaking up with all of them.
All right, let me explain
how...
Steve, look,
Angry Man, what's the difference between Michael B. Jordan and Future? What's the difference between those two guys?
DNA?
Yeah,
you
no
don't give a fuck.
No, listen.
Steve said Michael B. Jordan is soft, right? Cool. What's the difference between Michael B. Jordan and Future? That's what I'm asking.
Well, why do you care? You're talking about men.
Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute, bro. Here's the thing. There ain't no difference. They both suckers. They suckers, bro. Look, I'm gonna show you the difference.
I don't think Future's a sucker. Y'all be trying to think Future is some type of G.
Hold on, bro. Y'all be trying to think Future some type of G and shit. Future was with fucking what's that chick's name?
Sierra,
right? You know who else was with Sierra?
50.
Did 50 get Sierra pregnant? No.
50 probably put on birth control or some shit. We don't know.
Okay. Call her. Have you ever heard of a singer called Oscar Brown Jr.? Have you heard of him? He's an old singer from the 1970s. You haven't heard of him, right?
Nah, I never heard of him. I wasn't born in the 70s.
Okay. I want to read something to you. There's a song called The Long Ranger, okay? Let me just read the lyrics to that song, okay? Just a little bit, okay, till I get to the chorus. The Long Ranger and Tonto were riding down the Navajo Trail. When a band of Indians found them, proceeded to surround them, the Long Ranger turned kind of pale. Tonto, our lives are in danger, and we got to get away if we can. Tonto looked at the Long Ranger and said, "What you mean we, white man? What you mean we, white man? You be in trouble, but it don't involve me. It don't involve me." And that's what y'all problems are. You want his problems to be all our problems. That shit don't involve me, man.
I'm not even super rich and famous. Lori Harvey could have never did that to me, bro. Never.
What do you, Angry Man? What did she do to Michael B. Jordan? What did she do to him?
What didn't she do? Wait.
She embarrassed the fuck out of his ass.
When did she embarrass him? When?
No, you just want to fuck that chick. You just tell her. You just want to fuck her, don't you? You love her, don't you?
Steve, I'm asking. No. I'm asking a serious question. When did she embarrass him?
All right, brother. He wants a long-term relationship with her, right? She doesn't want one. So they broke up. But he,
all right, you let the bitch walk. You got to go.
But he's in his fucking feelings. She's already moved on.
Here's the thing. I'm going to see if I can find her statement. But here's the thing. This is what y'all don't realize. A lot of y'all dudes in this day and age, y'all don't even realize when you're being insulted, right? Y'all don't even realize when you're being insulted. She broke up with him. He wanted to get married to her. She broke up with him and then proceeded to tell the entire world how great of a guy he was.
Oh, my God. That's a, do you understand that? Do you understand
that's
the language?
An insult,
yes,
bro.
Yes, that's, yes, yes, I understand that. I understand that. I didn't see that. Like, I didn't, I, like, yo, Angry Man, what you just said, I didn't see that anywhere on the internet because I don't know these people. I'm assuming y'all don't know these people personally.
It's not about going there. Listen, you got to put your ear to the ground, 917. Listen, you never – listen, a woman should never, ever come out of her fucking mouth saying kind fucking words about you.
Let me read this. Listen, I'm going to read this real quick. Lori Harvey returns to Instagram with sexy selfies after Michael B. Jordan breakup.
Boy,
she's not even like she broke up with him and it didn't even affect her, bruh. But she's telling people, oh, Michael B. Jordan is a great guy and this, that, and the third and all this. It's a slap in the face, bruh, because it's basically saying that, yeah, he's a great guy and he's awesome and all of those things. He's everything that you would want to be with, but fuck that nigga.
Exactly. I'm packaging
myself. Yeah, exactly. That's like a backhanded compliment, man.
Yeah, but that nigga doing the Lionel Richie shit. Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. He on that. He caking. Listen, see, if Michael B. Jordan would have been like, bitch, all right, you know what? Get the fuck on. You know I'm good. Hey, let me call up this next bitch. Let me say, I'm going to use one of these ladies in the chat room. Let me call up B. I'm going to call up B right now. Hey, girl, she leaving right now. Yeah, bring that sexy ass. Get the fuck out. Yeah, there you go. How much you want to bet she changed her fucking tune? How much you want to bet she wouldn't be putting that shit out? She'd be like, Michael. And then the first thing she get on, she'll go to TMZ. Fuck that nigga. That nigga ain't shit. He was cheating on me. He was a dog. He was fucking with that bitch. I'm not calling you B a bitch. I'm just saying. I'm using you to say. He was cheating with me, that bitch. The fuck him. I don't need him in my life. And then they'll be getting back together next week.
Yep.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan, I mean, he should have known better, though. I would have just smashed and I would have kept him moving. That's me personally.
Listen to this.
I would have smashed and I would have kept him moving.
So,
what?
Listen, in an appearance on the talk show The Real in September 2021, Harvey said she and Jordan balance each other out and said it was often his small gestures that showed how much he cared for her. It's, quote unquote, it's the little things, the everyday things that I think really is what make him special. Like he just listens to me when I talk. Even the other day, I just been saying I really just wanted to go to a farmer's market. So he called me on Sunday morning and was like, what are you doing? I'm going to come pick you up. And he took me an hour away to this really cute farmer's market. And we had the best day. So it's things like that. Now, let me say this about this statement, because she's a piece of work. Let me say this about this statement. Michael B. Jordan is the quintessential example of the nice guy. Like, the shit he's doing,
fact.
The shit I learned not to do in freaking middle school. In middle school, I learned this shit. Like, you can't, when you're going above and beyond for a woman that you barely know or a woman that's not worth it, you're setting yourself up for freaking failure.
You're setting yourself up for failure. Now call her. There's a two people. Maybe she was with Future. She's like, Future, you know, I think it would be great if you can just share your feelings with me because I think that would bring us connecting together. And he's like, bitch, get the fuck out of my face. Okay, right? So she did it now. She go to Michael B. Jordan. Michael, you know, I want us to be closer. And I feel that would be wonderful if you and I can just share your feelings with me, because I don't want you to be like a dick. I don't want you to be like most of those guys. I want you and I to share a bond. And as soon as that motherfucker said,
I care. Her
yep.
pussy went.
That motherfucker put his fist up on his side like this. His fucking cape was flapping in the wind and shit.
Nah, Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan should have known better. He should have just smashed and just kept it moving, bro. That's what he should have did.
Yes, he should have. He should have. If he respected himself, that's what he would have did.
But he didn't respect himself because he was cupcaking. That's what y'all guys see. Listen, women don't want you to date. When they tell me how you care about me, they don't want that shit from you. It's a task.
That's a setup.
There's a story that this one guy tells about when he was in school. And you know how, you know, in school you have like a little secret Santa thing, right? Where you get somebody's name and you have to pick a gift out for them, right?
Yes, yes.
So he said he got the name of this girl that he had a crush on. And he remember overhearing her talk about this perfume that comes in like a little teddy bear bottle, right? This little perfume or whatever, right? So he's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get her that perfume, and she's going to love me to death, right? And so, you know, he had his mom drive him around, and he said they couldn't find it. They were going everywhere searching for it. He's like, no, I have to have this because I know that's what she wants because I heard her saying it, right? So his mom took him everywhere, and then they finally found it. They finally found the little bottle of perfume in the little teddy bear bottle, right? So he said he wrapped it up, and he's just going over in his head fantasizing about how grateful she's going to be and whether or not she's going to hug him or she's going to kiss him or whatever. And when it came time for everybody to exchange their gifts, he gave her the gift. She opened it up and looked at it and said, oh, it's a teddy bear perfume. And he was like, you know, her reaction was anticlimactic. Like, she was like, what the hell? And so then she comes back to him and she says, hey, my friend has this other thing that I wanted, and she really likes this perfume. So do you mind if I trade with her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess so. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And see, she doesn't know how much time, energy, and effort he put into finding that. And it just came from him overhearing her saying it. But see, dudes don't realize how fickle women are.
God damn, bro, for real.
They're very fickle. So you think you're doing some grand gesture. She doesn't give a shit about it because you're probably the 999th person to try to do some shit for her that they thought was a grand gesture.
Yeah.
And it's like, who don't, like, I even had a situation like that when I was a kid, but I learned really quickly and I stopped doing shit like that.
Mm-hmm. You got, guys, y'all listen, never, hey, when they say they want something, do the fucking opposite. When they tell you, well, I want them to open the door. Hey, bitch, you open that door yourself. Oh, you're such an asshole, but okay, I'll get in there, motherfucker. Okay, I'll get in there. Ooh,
yeah.
I like that. But you motherfuckers want to take it. Hey, you want to get the nice cape and shit. And you want to come from the planet Krypton and shit, and you want to be the hero in her fucking stories and shit, and you want to tell her how much you care, and you want to be that motherfucker while she twirling that fucking umbrella, you rowing that goddamn boat. But as soon as she get done rowing that boat, she going to be sucking somebody else's dick. She ain't going to be sucking your dick. She ain't going to be fucking you.
Somebody did a clip. I can't remember if it was Family Guy or whatever, but it's a clip where Mario beats King Koopa and he finally saves Princess Peach.
I saw that.
Princess Peach was like, you know, was mad, ungrateful, and Mario was like, what the? Like, I don't went on
like
this journey.
I done jumped over all these pits and avoided all these monsters. Jumped over Koopa,
my life.
Broke the bridge, and
oh my God, man. You can't, because you
nah,
can't,
just
like,
saying age, man. There's too much information out there, man. Men shouldn't even be falling for traps like that, being too compliant and.
No, but they have,
like, there's too much information out there.
The trap is the pussy that the woman set. They set these traps by y'all falling to the fucking makeup trick and shit. They're the greatest magicians.
So Steve, are you saying
what?
They set us up for failure?
No, you set yourself up for failure. They don't set themselves. They don't set you up. They just show up.
Nah, you set the bitches
and
set your traps.
No, but just because I used to play a game called Pitfall Atari 2600. Don't judge me. I was a little lad back in 1979. But fuck you, man. What I'm saying is there were crocodiles that you had to swing over. You had to jump over scorpions and shit. Just because it's there does not mean that you got to run over it. Okay? You know what I mean? Yes.
Good point, Steve. Just because it's there, don't you got to run over it.
I had Atari too. I can't judge nobody.
Yeah, Atari. I had Pitfall and shit. You mean, you know, you run. Hold on, let me show you motherfuckers a picture of Pitfall.
Pac-Man and Buck Rogers.
Man.
So I can't judge nobody.
Yo, fuck y'all, man. Y'all should have E.T. look all fucked up. But no, let me show y'all motherfuckers. Y'all don't want, y'all can judge me all you want. Yeah, I'm old motherfuckers, but let me show y'all something. I'm going to show you what the fuck I'm talking about to make this analogy stick, because I know y'all motherfuckers like, the fuck is a Pitfall and what the fuck is an Atari 2600? Let me show y'all motherfuckers. Bear with me. This is what I had when I was young. When I was a little lad in 1979, that was my game. See, that was the hole. We had to swing over the fucking hole. That was the pit. Just because the pit is there, caller, doesn't mean I got to fall in it. Because if I fall in the pit, the scorpion's going to get me or the barrel's going to hit me. That's the Pitfall game I played. I'm ashamed.
But let me ask this, though. See, I'm about to mess everybody's head up real quick. I'm going to show you just how important they are, right? Show you just how important women are, right? So let me see if I can find this photo, right?
Why you
doing
that? I'm gonna find y'all ET while y'all gonna see how fucked up my life was. Now they don't even know who the fuck ET was. ET all fucked up looking and shit.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Right. There it is. There's the photo right there. All right. I want you to share my screen.
All right. I got you. I'm gonna put it up right now.
So here's my question to all the Gen Xers. To all of the Gen Xers out here. Was the better feeling the first time you had sex or when you got this motherfucker right here? That I just want to know which was better the first time you had sex or when you got this motherfucker, which was better?
Oh shit. Come on, guys, y'all know the fuck I'm talking about. Hold on, you know what he's talking about. Hold on,
I can tell you right now, the best feeling I ever remember. I'll never forget this shit. My father came, look, because I wasn't the first one to get a Nintendo. I had to go to my homeboy's houses to play Nintendo. That day that he came into the house with that fucking thing right there, bro, is one of the greatest feelings I've ever felt in my life. I barely even remember the first chick I was with. Barely.
Hey, guys, y'all want to know why Angry Man loved that so much? Let me show you. I'm about to show y'all why he loved that so much. Because he knew he was getting sick and tired of going to his boy's house, getting his ass fucked up and double dribbling shit.
Getting hit from the corner.
Poo-poo. You know what I'm talking about? Well, that's not normal, man. Come on, man.
I used to love spending the night at my cousin's house because he had double dribble, bro.
Double dribble, right?
We played the hell out of double dribble.
Dog, yes. Played the hell
out of
it.
His mom came in there and be like, it's time for y'all to go to sleep.
No, it's time for, time for you to go to sleep. you turn off the TV, and then you move the TV in an angle where the parents can't walk by. Even you turn the volume down, be like, come on, let's play, be quiet. Shut the fuck up. Double triple. That's how you did that shit, guys. Y'all think we fucking around, dog? We love that game, man. This shit was way better than pussy. God, this is over pussy. Over pussy. Hitting the corner shot.
Look, Look, and I bet, here's the funny thing, to everybody in here that's a Gen X, I bet they never thought about that.
Never even thought about that shit, man.
Never even thought about that, man. That was one of the good, when I got that NES, bro, oh my God, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Nothing. Tecmo Bowl?
Shit. Tecmo Bowl, Contra.
Come on, guys. Come on,
up,
man.
Up, down, left, right, B, A, start. I remember the code to get the 100 lives. You feel me?
Hey, I got one for you, Angry Man, that they don't know about. Now, guys, I'm going to show you my age, guys. Back in the day, we had, let me show you this one, Angry Man. Yeah, you might, oh, let me get this one. Now, we had the double dribble everything, but we also had, over the girls, guys. As I say, we put this over pussy. Let me pull it up right here. We all had our own little league, Angry Man, and all we would do is get our little motherfuckers together, and I would have my Dallas Cowboys turn out that motherfucker.
Bruh, I was mad because my pops, somebody in my house had one of those.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the men for it. And I used to be so mad because I wanted to play it because I couldn't find the men for it, though. But, yeah, man, there was a bunch of stuff. Like, nowadays, you can't really, like, yeah, y'all got, like, a lot of games, and a lot of the games are awesome. But you can't really, I don't think people today, like the kids today, really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had the first video games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the first video game, so for us to have the first video games and see how they evolved and shit, like, we appreciate it a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but Angry Man, there was one more thing over pussy. I'm about to blow Angry Man up. Hold on, watch this one, Angry Man. They don't even wait. Let me grab the right one. Hold on, guys. I got one that's gonna go right over pussy. It's gonna go past pussy, guys. Let me find that shit. Watch this one, guys. Watch Angry Man bust the fuck out laughing. Let me get that shit right. Hold on, give me. Let me grab that motherfucker. Let me see. Save image as. Here we go. Now, guys, this wasn't even at home. This was in school. This was in school, guys. Watch this. Look at Angry Man's face. This was in school, guys.
Oh!
This was in school, guys. Over bitches, dog. We played motherfucking paper football, motherfuckers. Fuck little girls in the recess. We would play paper football like a motherfucker. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
But look, here's the thing, bro. Oh, my God. I tell you something else that y'all didn't have, man. Y'all didn't have arcades, bro.
Oh, man. Put the quarter. Hey, you got to put your quarter on the arcade to save your spot of next.
Bruh.
Jeez.
Remember there would be a new game would come out. And there would always be an Asian kid that knew all the damn moves.
Yes.
And you'd be like, how the hell do you know all of the moves in the game just came out, bro?
Whipping everybody's ass.
Beating everybody's ass and shit.
Well, you know, Sarah didn't say nothing to me today, but I'll kick your ass in Mortal Kombat. Like, God damn, motherfucker, I got neck. You can't beat me. I'm just staying here. He got a little fucking braces and shit. He got pimples all on his fucking face and shit. He got his shirt all rolled the fuck up and shit. Got a little Atari Pac-Man and shit. I'm still waiting. Let me go play this game. You can quit. Who's next? Come on, who next? Man, come on, man. That's how that shit was, man.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something real, though. Like, this is why women be talking trash about dudes that play video games, right? Because they know they can't compete with that damn game. You've never seen nothing funnier than when you go to one of your homeboys' house and it's two dudes sitting on the couch playing 2K and there's girls on both sides of the couch sitting there like this. Getting ignored like a motherfucker. The two dudes are like, yeah, they're just sitting over there like.
You get ignored, man. We was having fun, man. We live, motherfuckers. Shit. Y'all don't understand, man. Hold on. Because, gentlemen, let me tell you something. I didn't have money when I was a little lad. I was pretty poor. And I want to show you this. This was my mountaintop, Angry Man. My mountaintop. Fuck the women. I wanted this more than a woman, Angry Man. Let me show you this. Now, let me pull it up. All right, here we go. This is more than a woman, guys. Let me pull it up because I had this thing called, gentlemen, let me pop it up. I had a bike called a Huffy.
Oh, shit.
And a motherfucking Mongo. Hey, we all wanted the cool bike and shit, man. We couldn't, man. Dog, shit.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this question. did you ever take a playing card and
put
a clothespin?
Smoke.
And put it on his phone.
Vroom.
A motorcycle.
Vroom, yeah, a motorcycle, motherfucker. You goddamn right, man.
Bruh. That shit, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Imagine.
That shit used to be awesome.
Imagination, guys. Hey, guys, let me show y'all something. It's going to blow y'all away. See, this is why we so cold right now, because we had imagination. Let me show y'all what the fuck I'm talking about. Watch this one, Angry Man. Hold on, let me pull this one up. Guys, let me show you what imagination is. Hold on, let me see if it saves the shit. Damn, let me grab it real quick. See, y'all understand. We lived, man. Let me see if they – okay, yeah. This is a good one. Let me save the image. All right, here we go, guys. Guys, this is what y'all miss out. Y'all didn't have, but we had, okay? I want to show y'all this real quick. Let me delete this. All right, here we go, guys. This is the thing, guys. This is the thing that separates us from you guys right now. Is this y'all didn't know that we was, man, I was Buck Rogers, I was Luke Skywalker, but I was like goddamn Billy the Kid up in that. Let me find the perfect stick so we can play guns.
Yo I was freaking Han Solo. For real.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know about this shit. Y'all like, why are they talking about those sticks? Motherfucker, that's a gun. That ain't no stick. Those are guns. Those are guns to a kid. You can't tell me different. Those are our guns. God damn it. Shit.
But look, here's the one, though.
All right, what's
here's
the one?
They don't know nothing about this right here.
All right, what you got?
They don't know nothing about this right here. Watch this.
All right.
Let me share this real quick.
Shit. All right, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, that's a real milk crate challenge right there, bro. You get that little mini basketball, bro.
Yeah, hold on. I got one. I'm going to top you on this one. Hold on, Angry Man. See, now you're trying to challenge. Now, Angry Man, I feel like I'm being challenged now. So, Angry Man, let me come back. All right, Angry Man got that one. He got me with the crate, right? But let me come back with it. Watch Angry Man. Watch Angry Man face. Let me see this. Watch this shit, guys. Watch this shit. Okay, Angry Man. I'm going to get you with this one. Here we go. Everybody. And before I press play, everybody know about this. When that shit come on, you better get your bitch ass home.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. What's up? See, now it's a challenge. What's up? Now we go back. Ah, y'all know, motherfucker, y'all young kid. What does the light symbolize? It symbolizes you get your ass whipped if you ain't in the house. That's what it symbolized.
Hold on, this is last day of school action right here. Steve. This is last day of school.
All right.
When you know you can't get suspended, right?
Okay. All right. Let's see it.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, boy. You know what time it is with that motherfucker. Look, they don't even look. I'm going to tell you right now. That's the one thing that has not improved over the years. They have not topped that water gun.
No, they
haven't. The ones they have now are bullshit, bro. They don't have the same pressure. Like, I don't know. I can't find them guns nowhere, bro. That shit was a monster.
It was a beast, dog. It was a motherfucking beast. That's a motherfucking beast. That's a Willie Beast, dog. That's a Willie Beast. But now, okay, Angry Man, now you talk about the summer, man. All right. I'll take your summer for $500. Let me find some. Hold on. I got to show out. Okay. I'm going to take his summer for $500, and I'm going to bring up the winter. You all know, if y'all motherfuckers don't know what this is, it's that CBS special that came on when Charlie Brown came on, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fucking Frosty.
Oh, no, I got one for you. You're talking about the wintertime with the special. I can name all the specials. Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Halloween.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yes,
you feel me? The Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. There was the Garfield joint. I think it was Garfield Thanksgiving. But this is the one, though. The Claymation Presents, I forgot what the name of it was, but it was the one where the California Raisins was singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the end of it. Bro.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Yeah, bro.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Nowadays,
yes.
Look, nowadays they don't realize, like, nowadays y'all got cartoons 24/7. When we was coming up, you didn't have cartoons 24/7. You feel me? You only had cartoons a certain time of the day. And you, like, whenever you caught a cartoon, you had Saturday morning cartoons, which went off a little bit after noon. And then Sunday, there was no cartoons. Sunday, you just watching sports and stuff. And then on the weekdays, you'd have some cartoons in the morning before school, and then you'd have some cartoons in the afternoon.
And all you little motherfuckers, Saturday, y'all grit up, y'all scratch y'all fucking eyes, goddammit. We get our big-ass bowl of excuse berry crunch. We turn on the motherfucking TV, and we will watch the Schoolhouse motherfucking Rock. It edumacated us, and we were singing that shit. I'm just a bill. It's an ordinary bill. I'm living.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
They don't even know, dog. We had fun. Man, we live, goddammit. Oh my god, dog.
Hey, that's what I do sometimes. Every once in a while, I'll pull up on YouTube and I'll look up the intros for all the Saturday morning cartoons.
Man, dog. Yeah, and hey, guys, don't judge me. I used to watch the Smurfs. I used to watch Plastic Man. Fun Daughter Ball Barrel, because you know Oogla the Munt, Princess Ariel. I thought Princess Ariel had a little fat ass. I mean, that's why I was watching it. Princess Ariel had a little fat ass. I think her ass was bigger than She-Ra's ass. And I was watching She-Ra. I was like, Princess Ariel, all right, Princess Ariel, I'll see you over there.
She mad, like, yo, oh my God. Chitara?
Chitara was like that. Oh man. I don't know why Lionel wasn't fucking. I'm like, damn, Lionel, come on, man.
Bruh,
he's trying to save the world. He ain't even trying to fuck Chitara.
Yo, hold on, though. April O'Neil, bro. On the Ninja Turtles. Remember the reporter?
Oh, yeah. April. Yes, April. April.
Yeah, bro.
April could have got it. Yeah, see, look, we talking about smashing cartoons as kids. Now, look at that young motherfucker. Y'all, that's we fucked up.
Bro, this is
He's like, yeah, April can get it. Yeah.
Look, one more. There's one more. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can find it. Let's see. See if I can find it. Somebody made a meme out of it. Let me see. I don't think I'm going to find it. Where is it at? Okay. I know it's up here somewhere. Because dudes have been posting this on the internet. And it was like, now I see why I used to watch this show. Right? Let me see. Hold on. I got it. When I post this, you already don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. That's what you got, dog.
This one right here, bro. And I saw this on TV. I was like, damn. Hold on.
I got one right behind you, dog. I pulled her ass up. Let me see her. Pull that bitch up. Let me see where the fuck she at. Oh, what the fucking name is? What's her name? What is her name? Fuck. What's her name? Wait.
It is right there. I knew I was going to find that photo.
All right, let me pull you up. Let me
knew I was going to find that photo. Hold on. Let me.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Wait. Show me the, yeah, okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Wait, let me see.
Wait till I post this. Uh-huh. This was a cartoon, bruh. This is why we built the way we built. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh, this is right here? So,
let me see.
You got to share it. Share it.
Hold on. I'm going to share it. Wait a minute. See it?
Oh, let me pull it up. Let's see here. Oh, wait. Wait, let me pause that shit. I was about to pull her up. Yes. Yes. It's over. He won.
Bruh.
He won. It's over. I quit. Quit. He won. I was just about trying to pull it up to beat your ass. It's over. We done. We going to end the show on that shit. He won. I swear to you, I was looking for that shit. He fucking won. Let's look at that shit one more time. Pop that shit up again, goddammit. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck, as a young lad watching cartoons, seeing that ass. Let's look at that guy. Look at this shit. Guys, good Lord, you goddamn. When did they stop doing this? What? God damn, I was a fan of that dog.
Them yams, bro.
Yams caking like a motherfucker. God damn, Angry Man. Angry Man, I swear, I was thinking the same goddamn was trying to beat you to the fucking punch. He won. He won. It's over, guys. It's over. He won. Angry Man won this round. I'm going to beat his ass again one of these days. He won this shit. I'm just going to... Wait, dog. We going to just leave that shit on the screen right there. I'm telling you, hey, lad, you got to look at us as a little lad, man. We, our nuts ain't dropped yet. We didn't have hair on our nuts. But God damn it, we sure love that bitch right there. Oh, my God. Fuck Shatara. Fuck She-Ra. Fuck all them motherfuckers. This motherfucker right here. And you know what the worst part is? She couldn't even fuck.
Yeah. That was the worst part.
That was the worst part.
Gambit, yo, but Gambit was a soldier. He didn't care, bro. He was like, I don't care. I'll die happy.
Dog. We gonna end this bitch right. He won. He fucking won. Fuck you, Angry Man. Fuck you. I was looking for that bitch. That's what I was saying. I was like, wait. What about that bitch? Let me try to find that shit. He beat me. This motherfucker beat me. God damn, look at that ass.
You would say right there, Fox Kids.
Yep. God damn, thank you, old boy, Buddy Fox. Oh my God, man. God damn. It looked like old boy was trying to smash. He's like, fuck the world, girl. Scoot over a little bit. Zip. he won. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. Let me see. Wait. That's just guys. Hold on. He won. He won. But for all my dogs out there, he won. You know those movies like when they beat you and they defeat you and you get that like stab, you get that little stab in before you walk the fuck off. This is my stab. Hey, Angry Man, this is my stab. You won. I'm going to give you the victory, Angry Man. But God damn it, I should have came with this. This is, hey, everybody watching, y'all going to understand this. If you don't understand this, you just don't understand shit. Oh my God. Angry Man, here we go. Here we go, Angry Man.
Look, let me tell you something. There has been many a day that I have sat in front of that TV, staring at that screen, trying to evolve into a higher creature that can decipher that shit with my eyes, bro. I was trying my best. Like, there's got to be a way I can make this shit.
Yes.
Like, I'm sitting there trying to evolve, Steve. So
dog. Hey, trying to wiggle the antennas, everything, dog. Trying to see that ad, and you can hear the music. Oh, Johnny. Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, that's it. I'm a bad girl. Punish me, Johnny. Punish me. Oh, Johnny's so big. It's just me. God damn it. And just when you think you see shit, it's like, oh, I missed it. I missed it. Y'all don't know. He beat me. He beat me, guys. But I want to say I got it. Oh, I had to get a stab in there. He won. But I had to get a stab in there, Angry Man.
Yo, that was back in the day when you saw a movie and they would have that one scene where you get to see a tit.
Oh, a titty on HBO late at night. HBO, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, I used to sneak and watch. HBO used to have these series called Real Sex.
Oh, yes. Cinemax had that shit. Yeah, Cinemax.
Oh, yeah.
Cinemax is good there. I used to spend the night at my friend's house just to watch Cinemax at night. I would just, I would spend the night, guys. That's what we used to do. We used to spend the night. You know, we stay up late and shit. When everybody stay, I just turn on Cinemax and say, hey, Cinemax at night? Oh, you can see all kind of shit. I couldn't afford no fucking cable, man. That's for the rich motherfuckers. Rich motherfuckers had that shit.
Yeah. I used to go to my cousin's house. They had cable.
Yeah.
It'd be late night, I'd be in that mug and sneaking looking and shit.
Yeah, but hey guys, when you were poor and broke, dog, this is what you got, dog. This was your first indoctrination of porn. You get to see a little something, but everything is just wiggly, man. Like her ass is like going from here to there. Now, you know, we try to focus as young kids. We just can't focus.
Hell yeah.
All right, motherfuckers, we going to go ahead and wrap this up. Hey, Angry Man won. We give him the victory. He won off them yams, dog. He won off the yams, dog. So Angry Man won the first one, dog. We're going to have to do something else. But I'm going to have to beat his ass next time. But you got this one, Angry Man. You got this one, brother. God damn. God damn. I want to watch. I think I'm going to watch some fuck cartoons now and shit because of that shit.
Yeah, they got that shit on They got the X-Men show on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I just got done watching Obi. Hey, you see the new Obi-Wan?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yo, shit, Vader.
Is it good?
Yeah, well, Vader's on. Vader's on. Yeah. So this is right after, maybe 10 years after he cut Vader up. You know, he fucked Vader up and shit. Well, not even 10 years. It's probably like 5 years. But, yeah, I just watched, The Boys.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I'm not going
to
tell you, just the first 12 minutes, you're just going to be like this. The first 12 minutes of that shit is so fucking twisted that I can't even believe they would do that.
I got to go watch it. I'm about to go watch it right now.
Yeah. They got three episodes of it. I got to watch two of them. Dog, I saw that shit. Dog, it's just watch this.
I have to go watch it right now.
Yeah, dog, dog, you gotta watch the dog. Oh my god, the first thing is the 12-minute mark, dog. It's going, man. Oh my, you'll see what I'm talking about, dog. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's just gore. It's like, who the fuck is talking about? All
right, bro, I'm gonna go watch. All right,
guys, we out this bitch. We holler at y'all later. We'll see y'all next Monday, man. We out this bitch. Peace. Oh my god, yes, you gotta see that. You gotta watch the Boys, dog. Go see that shit down, dog.
Yeah, I'm about to go watch it right now, bro.
All
right,
my nigga, I'm gonna holler back, my brother.
All right,
peace.
Peace.
man. Going out with the family tonight. A little short tonight.
Relaxing. With thy family. No, boom. Let's see here. Let's get. Turn off computer.
I'll give it a box. I'll give it a box. Hey, Bob. I'm gonna go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
What's the time? Which plane?
I'm not watching.
What are you watching?
It's the
Is that Air Asia? Sounds dope.
How are you doing, Dad? Well, let's talk about you for now.
How are you doing? I'm dope.
Dope. How's work going?
Dope.
Mm.
Everything is dope, but man, we'll go to a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our little family. Our little tiny makeshift family. Fuck them. What is this?
Make sure it goes all the way to your controller. Then plug the micro USB cable to connect to your adapter and the controller. Okay, it's done. Yeah, it's that simple. Because X1 at the adapter uses a 4-pin or TRRS plug. TRRS plug is an acronym that stands for This refers to the pinout on the 3.5 millimeter connector.
Imagine dissolving feelings of depression and anxiety and waking up to a happier, more confident you within weeks without years of therapy. In this brief video, I'm going to show you how to transform that heaviness, apathy, uncertainty, and pain into hope and joy and purpose with
So, in this video, I'm only going to be showing you what's inside the box, you know, kind of the specs around, and what,
Oh, side by side, they look exactly the same. Just a few different changes, like very minimum. Like, for example, the word properly. Otherwise, if you're ready for this mod pack, I did get this mod pack today, and I'm...
Hello, welcome to another virtual call, and today we are taking a look at touch and touchpad simulation buttons. Next to that, we have turbo button for adding rapid fire. We also have a remaster control and a wireless pairing button. And on the front of the adapter, we've got the audio pass-through, so you can listen to audio.
Fuck them up.
The charging jack and also used for updating firmware. And the switch to connect it to PlayStation 4, regular Xbox or Series X or Series S, and Nintendo Switch. So let's see this adapter in motion. Can you actually switch on the console with it without having to connect any cables? Let's take a look. So here we are over by the PlayStation 4, and as you can see by the LED, it's in standby mode. One press of the button on the Xbox controller will switch on the PlayStation 4. Look at that. Now it's blue. Now you may be wondering if there's much lag on the controllers. Well, as you can see here, it works absolutely perfectly. Now, maybe there is some lag. I don't think there is any lag though, because I cannot feel a thing. It feels exactly as it should. All the options work on the controller as expected. So everything you can do on your PlayStation 4 controller, you can now do on your Xbox Elite 1 or 2 or Series X or Series S controller. That includes bringing up the menus, taking screenshots, everything. So let's give the Brooke Xbox SE adapter a try on the PlayStation 4. And what better way to try it than with a game that needs precise movement.
Hold on, before this video gets started, first of all, give us a subscribe, because we're... I let that out and I feel bad. I do. What? Yeah, I'm on my sack, kid. Not kid. No, no. There should be no kids on my sack. That is... Why am I getting sun? Do you see how freaking I've been smoking this guy's brisket for the last 2 minutes?
Thank you.
I got the $3 gift card. Kind of got spoiled by that. So, it's kind of cool. So, okay, so that's pretty good. Bumpers, way better than the original Xbox One controller. I can use my whole angles and it's a little like comparing it to the Halo controller. Like, you know, it's a little, definitely a difference in how they're made. But for a similar controller, it's a dumb.
understand shit.